see a Muslim and I want him to go back. No kebab anymore, I want them to go back. I see the girls walk by dressed in hijabi clothes. I have to build a wall and make the shit can go. I see a line of spics and they're all going back. Legal and illegal, both never to come back. I see people turn their heads and quickly look away. Like an anchor, baby, it just happens every day. I look at inner cities and see they all are black. I see gangs infesting, they all need to go back. Maybe then America will finally face the fact. We can't be great again until they all go back. No more will my red state go turn a deeper blue. I could not foresee this thing happening without Jews. If I look hard enough into the setting sun, I'll see a vision of when the day of the road comes. I see street shitters and I want them to go back. No Hindus anymore, they've all got to go back. I smell their BO from a dozen feet away. I have to turn my head until my nausea goes.
Warning, the following program contains jokes that may get you contacted by the RCMP. Do not attempt any of these stunts at home. If dark humor mixed with current events hurts your feelings, then go fuck yourself. Viewer's detention is advised.
All right. What did you do? You dirty dog.
We need to be clear-eyed about the seriousness of these incidents. Indeed, several of the individuals at Coots have strong ties to a far-right extreme organization with leaders who are in Ottawa. We're talking about a group that is organized, agile, knowledgeable, and driven by an extremist ideology where might makes right.
Welcome back, everybody, to another Plaid Army stream. What is it? Sunday, April 5th, 2026. We're in an undisclosed location again. We're doing it from somewhere else tonight. It's been a couple of weeks. It's been a while, hasn't it, fellas? We'll have a show for you tonight, because everybody's going to get it tonight. Good to see everybody. Yeah, the hard R with that rants right there. I'm sure Ferry will be along slowly. Lots to talk about. Let's see if we can get kicked off YouTube early. I'm suspended on Twitter right now. Yeah, making fun of the Jeets. The new ruling class in Canada. There will be no speak of Jeetery. Not here in the great white north. Might get a little shitty tonight. Undisclosed? No, no. Not Ferry's basement. Not this time. Besides, I was upstairs when I was visiting. music get any louder? Gotta put you guys in the mood, even if I gotta serenade you a little bit. Everybody's taking shots on the streets of life. But we'll get to them. We'll get to them in a bit. There's lots to go over. Lots coming up this year. Lots already going on this year. We're going to have to address both the guitar farmers, guitar wranglers, the Jews, and they're calling us bags. Good to see everybody. Good to see you guys. Can hear me all right? Cease's agent, man. Diagonal SpaceX, Lone Star, Colbert's mom. Yeah, it's been a minute, hasn't it? I don't think I've streamed in, 4 weeks? Besides, you know, guest appearance on Fairy Show. It's good to see y'all. We will be drinking tonight. I just had to rehydrate myself. Fucking dry out just so I get liquored again. Why not? Yeah, I've had a few weeks away. Been on the road, so to speak, visiting the great people of this province. And that's it's something that I don't get to see because I'm always stuck up in Cochrane, right? But I've been down driving around visiting with our guys, and one of the best things that's ever come out of this community that's I think we often overlook is the Empire. And if you're part of this community, you know that community, the Find Your Friends campaign. Well, I myself wasn't meeting as many people as some of you guys were, and I'm still meeting some of the communities that was created during that time, and it's a fucking beautiful thing to see. It is. I've been shown quite a bit of hospitality driving around the province. I got to have Easter dinner with friends I didn't know I had. Cheers to everybody. Happy Easter. What is this? We're having a Waterloo dark tonight. Huh? Nika? Yeah, buddy. It's been long overdue. We should meet each other in person at some point. but I think my focus is going to be going out west. There's quite a few boys out there and clubs and whatnot, and I got to get out there. Well, thank you, sir. I've got two screens going here. I don't have my big screen. Couldn't bring that with me on the road. Thank you, Diaga Drugaloo. yep, I'm coming to Alberta. It's just a matter of what? 40. Yeah, we got some interesting things coming up, but yeah, going out and, you know, taking advantage of the Find Your Friends campaign, because there's so many good communities of DAGs and people across Ontario, and I'm just getting to see a bunch of them and their kids and their own environments. And it's funny watching some of them, because you only get to be around a certain amount of people in your own private lives and stuff. But when you get around some of the different communities in the different areas, like I won't say whose it is, but one of the kids, we're just sitting around shooting the breeze or whatnot, and the one kid was on the phone, not saying much. And the only thing she spits, I think she, how old is she? 13, 14, I think. Just turns to her mom, goes, "That's a Jew for sure," with her phone. And I hadn't been talking too much to the kids or whatnot, but that was kind of my first impression, other than being very polite, like, "Hey, how are you? Nice to meet you," stuff like that. and they're quite quiet until they just turn to mom and says, "That's a Jew for sure, pointing her phone." Oh, fuck, that was funny. Yeah, they won't learn that in public school, will they? That's got to be handed down from the parents. But I do have to mention something. Because it's okay now. Our boys are back in the country. We sent, what would you call it? A delegation? we sent some boys down to America, to American Muscle. I don't know if you guys here, up here, know about American Muscle, but man, it was nice to see our boys competing with some proper fucking hard cunts. And you'll get to see what I'm talking about. And to the ones that hosted our boys, thank you from the bottom of my heart for showing these guys the hospitality, showing them a good time. I feel like the content and the stuff that we get to show the rest of them is going to reinvigorate, because I know it has me. It's got me wanting to put the gloves back on too, watching this. Like, but I'm an old cunt now, so I'm not fighting with those fellas. But I would have loved to have been there. But yeah, absolutely. You guys know who I'm talking about. I'm not sure if I should say it on stream. I'll leave that up to Ferry when he comes on and if he wants to say. But you guys, I know some of you are watching right now, so thank you. Thank you for treating our guys well. Here's Ferry here, actually. What's happening? Oh, let's change that background.
Opa, happy Oster.
Ah, happy Easter egg hunting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just getting into American Muscle.
All right, on. What'd you say?
That it was just so pleasant to see our boys competing with some proper hard cunts. That, yeah. Like, it was just, it reinvigorated a lot of what we're doing. And, like, when you guys end up seeing the footage and stuff like that, it's going to blow your socks off. Like,
well, did you play the trailer at least?
Not yet. I'm just working up to it. Now, all right. Can we say who hosted our guys?
I don't want to get into specific. Well, you could say that. I mean, it's Patriot Front hosted.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's what I was trying to stay away from.
Yeah, anyway, they're the ones.
My hat's off. Literally, my hat's off to you guys. Thank you. Like, from the bottom of my heart.
Wow, Derek doesn't take his hat off a lot, so that's...
Yeah, for, like, the greatest of respect. Our guys really enjoyed it, and, yeah, without further ado, I'm going to play this trailer, and this is just the trailer.
Can Mary fry some fish, Mama? I'm as hungry as can be. Oh, Lordy, how I wish, Mama, that you could keep the baby quiet, 'cause my head is killing me. I saw my ex again last night, Mama. She was at the dance at Miller's store. She was with that Jackie White, Mama. I killed them both, and they're buried under Jenkins Sycamore. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? Mama, pour me a cup. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? You'd better let them lock me up.
You say that fucking white boys don't have culture. It's not that we don't have it. You fucking hate our culture. And that song too, I know everybody's going to want to know the song. Jack Kittle. I've already downloaded it. Love that song. The guys heard it when I was showing them last night here. They're all into it. So, again, Patriot Front and everybody, thank you. It just invigorates what we want to do. We want to make our shit look better, have more people, bigger, better, and yeah. Yeah, that's awesome.
So I immediately also was like, what song is this? Because I want yep, like this song. And yeah. Fuck, that line hits home. You think I'm psycho, don't you, mama? Yep.
This is an instrumental, isn't it? Okay.
Yep. But that, what a picture of the guy smiling with blood on his face. Like, think I'm psycho, don't you, mama? And he just smiles. Oh, beautiful.
It was extremely well. The fact that they pumped that trailer out in, like, I think it was 2 days is impressive. But yeah, the entire thing was impressive. I think that, you know, regardless of what your favorite nationalist group might be, I think Patriot Front is, you know, far and away the most professional one in terms of what they've built. And that's not to denigrate any of the others that are doing great work. It's just to tell the truth that deserves to be told, that they are the best. In terms of professionalism and structure and organization, yeah, they are on a different level. And yet the, I don't know if you talked about how our guys did, but I was extremely happy because like the Devotion Jiu-Jitsu's there, like Lone Star Active Club, a lot of the different active clubs from around. You've got, Norman PF is there. You've got, I forget his name, but the guy in the first, you know, psycho moment there where he smiles with the tattoos on it.
Yeah, yeah.
That guy is a fucking good bare knuckle boxer. I don't know if people recognize him from anywhere else, but you can go scroll through and you'll find videos of him, and he is an intense fucking guy.
He looks absolutely at home, like he's in heaven in that ring. You know what I mean? The smile on his face, he's just, yeah. Yep. And who was the fella at right after him too? The fucking stare into the camera. I made the joke the other night, and I don't mean it by any disrespect, but you remember Hillbilly Jim?
No.
He was a wrestler, and he had this fucking full beard, whatnot, straight country boy. But this guy looks stronger.
like Hacksaw Jim Duggan?
But with dark hair. Like,
okay.
Yeah, that's another good one, Hacksaw. Yeah. Yeah. You just see that in his eyes. Yeah. Fuck. I'm so jealous that I couldn't go. Like, but sorry, guys. My country loves me so much, they don't let me go anywhere. They don't let me leave.
Well, it's not them. It's the U.S. It's the U.S. That are not going to let us in, unfortunately.
Yeah. That's quite funny. But that being said, we are allowed into different countries. Just the U.S., for whatever reason, we're not allowed to.
Well, basically five eyes and a nose, right?
Yeah, that's the truth.
Yeah, in terms of, we were extremely proud of how the guys did in terms of who we sent. We sent 7 fighters, and I think there was only 2 others. So the 9 guys in total, but 7 fighters, 2 reps. And the 7 guys did 10 fights. One guy fought 3 times. Another guy fought twice. But they cumulatively they went 7-3 in their fights. So I was very proud of how they performed. And
make me so proud. Like, I'm just proud to be part of this organization.
You guys don't know. I was like, if we go down there with like 7 guys and we come back 0-7, I'm gonna be so fucking, like, it's gonna be so off.
It runs through your head. It's like, oh, yeah. Come on, guys. I hope you make us fucking look good.
You just want to acquit yourselves well, right? Like,
yeah.
So to come off and, like, again, like we have guys that are very serious fighters. So I wasn't expecting them all to lose or anything, but for them to have that kind of, and honestly, you know, some of the, like, the one guy who, like, we haven't seen the full fights yet, but one of the guys who lost, was, like, he was against, like, apparently it was an absolute brawl, like a crazy fight. So even he acquitted himself well. And then the other 2 guys who lost were the ones that fought 2 and 3 times. So, you know.
Yeah. It even makes it sound even better. Like, I'm just so jealous I didn't get to go.
Like, so yeah, it was probably one of those times where, like, that's exactly the kind of thing that, of all the things that I would travel for now, it's stuff like that, and you can't even do it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But yeah, they had no issues as well, so it was. Well, I don't know how much more we can really say, but obviously we don't have footage. The footage was all done by PF, so it'll come out eventually, and we'll get stuff as they send it to us. But yeah. Obviously, we had to keep this quiet because, you know.
Yeah, I hope everybody understands why we had to keep it quiet. Yeah. Like, obviously, because, oh, yeah, because feds would have a problem getting in out of the country, right?
Yeah. So, fuck. You know, our sake and PF's sake, obviously, we had to keep that really tight. So it's over now. It went, you know, basically seamlessly. And yeah, we're really appreciative. And, you know, Russo and his guys are just absolute professionals. Jeremy is banging on the window frame, apparently.
Oh, is he? Jiggling locked door handle. Fuck, sorry, dude. Had to get my...
And you, yeah, YouTube is down, so I don't know what's going on there, but...
Is it? I'm not surprised.
Who cares? Why are people still watching? Like, Rumble is just as good as YouTube now. Are you still watching on YouTube?
Yeah, Jeremy sent me a video of him fucking fighting a blind guy, too. I don't know if you saw that.
What?
I don't know. When you look at him, you can tell he wears glasses or something. I don't know what he meant, but it was pretty funny.
There are blind guys who do jiu-jitsu, and they can do pretty well because it's more of like you don't really need to see that much. It's more of a feel thing, right? So
absolutely. And yeah, they'll be able to tell. They'll be more aware of when people are tensing to pull certain moves and stuff. Yeah. And
well, they may struggle with like the entry and grappling stage and get smacked that way. But once it's on the ground and it's contact, you're not really. You could do it with your eyes closed a lot of the time, anyways. So,
oh, I got Ozzy with me. Obviously, they got to keep him entertained. Yeah, buddy, I know. He needs his cuddle time. But yeah, I actually was planning on going after this whole Fed accusation without Jeremy around, actually.
Well, keep him out then for now.
Because, yeah, I do have my own opinions on it. And I do – it's funny to watch what happens because I've been off Twitter. I haven't been paying attention much. And I heard fucking lost the case to Ezra, whatever. And I'm thinking, oh, fuck, here we go. So I didn't really look for like a week, but it's all exactly what you expected. But I was so pleasantly surprised with how brutal people were being to everybody that was calling us feds. Like, Trans came out and this Colton kid and a few others, and they're just calling the Jew out on his bullshit. Like, you're lying. Yeah. Like, you're obviously lying, and that's, you need to obfuscate the truth, because if people knew the truth, they would be against you.
It's funny because it was yesterday when, before you left, right? I think we got lunch and then you left.
Yeah.
I think I said to you while we were having lunch, it's like, when this shit happens, it makes me of two minds. The first is to just be like, all right, fuck it. Fine. I'm done. You know what? We're done. We're packing it in. You guys are right. We're fucking feds. We're grifters.
Done.
We'll just leave. All right. We'll just fucking quit. We'll leave. We won't do anything anymore. We'll, you know, cause you guys, if it wasn't for us, it would just be so easy and you guys would be able
got
to
it fix nailed, this. Right?
Yeah. Like, we're the problem. So we'll just fucking leave. And you know what? Now you guys can focus on real solutions and getting shit done. Right. Cause we're not in the way anymore. So we'll just do that. Ignore us, you know, we're done, it's over, and okay, it's all on you now. What are you gonna do? And the answer is nothing. They'll do fucking nothing.
No, they have an interest in not doing anything. Like, your Mario's, your Cat Canada's, your Ezra's, none of you are Canadian, and it pisses you off that we do have a Canadian lifestyle and a culture, but it doesn't include you. That's what pisses you off. That's why you're against us. Because we're the real Canadians and we're standing up. And you'll never be us. Cat Canada, you're Russian. Mario, you're fucking... What kind of spick is he?
He's an illegal Italian immigrant, apparently.
Something like that. But he's going to come in and tell you the right way to do things, right? The fucking puck daddies. They got it all figured out. What is he doing now? A run on terrorism or something? Or he's Canada first, and now we're standing up against terrorism.
Canadians against terrorism.
It's like you're not making progress. You're just picking different issues where you're like, oh, we're disappointed in this week. Oh, I'm disappointed in this week.
It's and then the other mindset, obviously, that I get in is like, you know what? Like, we might as well just ignore all of this shit and just keep building, because the more we do, the less they do. And it's just like, what is the point of even talking about it or arguing with these people? Like,
and we'll still be here getting bigger. Yeah.
Piper? Piper? Special Agent Piper?
Piper?
No sound?
I think I heard you slam your desk.
I can hear him scrolling furiously.
Hello?
Yeah, I didn't hear you.
Fucking good, thank God. What did I miss?
What's up, what's going on? Fed?
Yeah. Everything's backwards. It's mirrored.
What do you mean?
Yeah. The camera's like, yeah, like, I think. It's not normally like that. I don't know. StreamYard's fucking weird. Who cares?
Yeah.
Yeah, I missed that. What are you doing? Are you shooting off? You telling everybody about our Fed?
It's full fucking Fed operation. And there's plenty. I think Viva came out and said you weren't a Fed. Fucking Kareem. It's just the truth is so obviously out there that we're not a Fed that you're going to allow Ezra to tard farm. And that it's kind of freeing in a sense, to be honest with you, because I'm not tard farming anymore.
It feels like every time these people come around, it feels like you're you got to watch the fucking grade sevens this afternoon. You got to sit there and deal with them this weekend. You got to sit there and listen to all their,
that's
very serious. It's their children. And it's just mentally ill children, and
watching the few of them. And what's the problem is because they are smart enough to know what they're doing. They know you're not a Fed, but they just want to discredit you because our Canada doesn't include you, and you have to be against us.
That's exactly what it is. I don't know why when I'm talking, it's like a weird background rumbling noise. What the fuck is that? Do you hear that?
No, I might have been Ozzy for a second. I don't hear it.
I get a feedback, and it's like a growling, rumbling. So I had to buy a whole new computer on the weekend with my Fed money because my other one that I've lent ran for 5 years into the ground. Like, it was going to die. Somebody was going to get hurt. I almost put my fist right through the glass. I tried to. It was like tempered glass. I didn't quite crack it, but it's got to die. I don't know what this noise is. This is going to drive me fucking nuts.
Uh-oh. Bad ground.
Is that better? Does that help? Nope.
We can't hear it.
No, we can't hear it.
It's not you guys, it's just me. But when the mic is active, it's doing like a noise for no reason.
I got nothing. I got a super chat from Greasy Monkey. It says, welcome back. Felt like forever. Fucking bait farm and Fed jacketing pieces of shit. Yeah, we're going to be the Feds.
Yeah.
No, but there's very few that will stand up that have the integrity to tell the truth, right? And they're few and far between. But what Ezra literally is doing is tard farming because he knows he's not telling the truth. And there's going to be retards that don't look into it and they just say, oh, yeah, well, he's a Fed.
Yeah, all those people are worthless. That's what I mean. It's like, who cares what did he. There's so many things I want to say. I can't even think with that fucking noise. Oh my God. I'm going to be a minute probably.
Yeah. Well, get it fixed. I'm going to remove him for a second. Justice for Fathers. Thank you. He said, we did Easter on the beach today and one of my sons stands up and prays for you all. And fuck you, Philip. Thank you. And one of my sons stands up and prays for you all. Cease this agent, man. This is gaslighting. These three are all on CSIS payroll and CIs. Enjoy the show. Ezra is playing his role very well. Thanks, CSIS agent, man. People can see through it. Everybody can. Like, I wanted to play this video of the young Colton kid that he nailed it. You know, it's only a minute, 20-second video, but...
Ezra Levant is a Jew, and Rebel News is Zionist-controlled propaganda. And at the end of the day, he's loyal to Israel and not Canada. It's sad to watch all these conservative influencers instantly hop on the bandwagon and try to ruin Jeremy McKenzie and the Second Son's careers. So before you listen to any of the accusations that he's throwing at Jeremy McKenzie, you should know where this is all coming from. The judge in the case against him and Jeremy McKenzie was Jewish. Let's take a look at the court findings themselves. The documents that talks about how Jeremy McKenzie has reported extremist behavior that he's come in contact with. Now, if you're running like a white nationalist organization, probably goes without saying that you are going to come in contact with people that might share your beliefs, but maybe they're a bit fucking crazy. Something like somebody saying, okay, we're going to go shoot up a mosque. So if you're in this private circle and you're hearing that, you're obligated to report it. You would actually have to be fucking retarded not to. If anyone's a fucking fed in this case, it's probably Ezra Levant. Ron's the only pro-Israel Zionist fucking propaganda machine in the entire country. Who do you think the Fed is? Is it this guy?
If you reject this, you have to believe in weapons of mass destruction and Osama bin Laden and guys with box cutters and buildings that just fall down on their own.
Or is it this guy?
To fight radicals, extremists, you got to stamp out extremists. Nazis, we got to punch a Nazi or even kill him before he goes full Hitler and kills everybody.
This is a direct assault on Jeremy McKenzie's character. Reason this is happening is because of Jeremy McKenzie's views on Jews in Israel.
It made me so happy to see this video, but it's like, because that's what it felt like. I didn't want to come out and have to tard farm and explain a bunch of people. You know what I mean? These guys just did it. Like, and Trans did a video as well, and these guys just took care of the tards for a bit, and I didn't have to look at it. And they just, it's amazing to see, like, people can see through this, blatantly see it. Like, yeah, his fucking judge was a Jew, Ezra's a Jew. Jeremy calls out the Jews. What do you think that's, what do you think's going to happen here? Oh, you're muted. We can't hear you.
I just keep building, keep working.
Yeah.
As soon as the judge came in and he said, Judge Rosenberg, I went, it's over. I straight up.
I'm not like, winning. It's over. Yeah, winning.
Right away. I was like, that's it. Well, it normally takes about 6 months to get a court date in small claims court in Ontario. This one took 2.5 years for some reason.
Imagine that.
That's normal. It's not normal. It's not normal at all. Anyway, but yeah, he's very Jewish. He's the most stereotypical cartoon, like, negative Jewish stereotype that anyone has ever envisioned, created. Like, he's it. He should be the prototype. So just follow him around and film him, and he's like a...
He's Canada's Shmooley.
I mean, yeah, he's very unlikable. He's a very unlikable, greasy, insincere person. He doesn't have any reservations about just lying about anything at all. You know, those people who just, like, there's no hesitation whatsoever. They'll say it with a smile, you know.
Ezra has no interest in telling any of you the truth. It doesn't pay for him to tell you the truth about anything. Well, what? You think Ezra cares about Canadians that much that he wants you guys to be informed?
And part of what was fun, because you can always depend on them to be Jews and do the Jew things. And I knew he would spurg and spaz and do all of it. Like, he's making a fool of himself. And people aren't that stupid. They can, and I uploaded the whole thing. People can go read the ruling all day long if they want to. He's just making assertions that it doesn't say. Like, yeah. Ezra Levant and Rebel News panders to the dumbest people in the country. They pander to the dumbest of the dumb. Shiny keys, bells and whistles. Yes, that's what it's for. I don't care about those people because they're not going to help me. They're all busy cheerleading Israel and all that stuff. I'm, you know.
Even the ones that can figure it out, they're going to start seeing it easier with the Jeets. Because now imagine yourself going to court with the Singh and you got a Singh judge. Who do you think you're going to go for?
It'll be a little while for that, but give it 10 years.
You get into an accident with a Singh on the road, and a Singh shows up. Then what? They're going to screw you over and take your insurance money and fuck you. Who knows what could happen to your wives and daughters? Like,
But also, I mean, really, I wanted the ruling. That was really because to lose to someone like me in court, you can't hear that feedback when I'm talking.
I certainly can't. It sounds fine.
Can anyone in the chat? It's so strange. It's only on StreamYard, though. It doesn't seem to be doing it elsewhere. So anyway, the ruling would have been fine, but it was low risk, low reward. Like, you're not going to make much money or lose money, you know. So what's the point? The point was the ruling, but also to get him into court where he's going to have to explain all of this stuff. And he contradicted himself the entire time. And he markets himself as the rebel news. They're the rebels. They, you know, you can't trust CBC. You can't trust any of that. You can't, certainly can't trust anti-hate, or, you know, and you got to be careful of the police, because they don't. All three of those things were the entirety of his defense that he leaned on for evidence and proof and so on, is what anti-hate said and what CBC said and what the police said. So that's kind of, I guess it means you're a liar, I suppose. And he lied about Lystak and his father, and he just lied. And he said, oh, I would never have done this and done that. Yeah, you did. I would have used my Twitter account. You did many times. Well, I would have done this, which you did do. He just did nothing but lie the whole way, which, because he's a lying Jew. He cannot not lie. It's all, you know, I think it's the only knows how to do. And he's not very good at it. It's just, the whole thing was just, you know, and his lawyer.
Can we get transcripts, though?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I want to see how many times he brings up the Holocaust.
At least 3 or 4 times it came up. 6 minutes into the second 6 minutes into the second day it came up. When he did, okay, we're here, we're doing this today, and so on and so on. Okay, so the Holocaust. Like, that was pretty much how day two started.
Yeah, I got to see it. We play a drinking game reading it out. Every time we hear the word Holocaust.
Yeah, he was talking all kinds of trash, too, after the judge left the room while the cameras were still running.
Oh, what kind of trash?
I don't know. Well, may or may not have been recorded. I mean, it would be illegal if it was recorded, but, like, could be out there.
Brian 7316 says, I can't believe I supported Rebel until finding Jeremy and you guys 3 years ago. Yeah. It's what you're exposed to, right? He's the most out there. He has the biggest budget, you know. I don't know where he gets his money from or his funding.
I wouldn't feel too, you know, foolish about that, because when you look around the Canadian media landscape, especially before a bunch of newer companies came into existence, there was nothing that was, especially COVID, there was nothing that was covering stuff other than Rebel News. So it's very easy to be lured in. But if you follow them long enough, you realize that they aren't what they portray themselves, you know, they aren't what they portray themselves to be. And everything they do, somebody in the chat said, Rebel News is basically CBC at this point. Rebel News is worse than CBC, because at least CBC has some transparency in that you can go look and you can, you know, request information about how they're spending money or what they're spending money on. Rebel News, all the funds they take in go to one account and then they decide how that money gets used. That's it. When they say that they're raising funds for COVID fines, that's not true. They're raising some money, maybe kind of, sort of, for COVID fines. And then some of it is going to their salaries, and some of it is going to their travel, and some of it is going to. So, like, they're not transparent with anything they do. And that is in the fine print. So nothing they do is illegal, but it's all super fucking unethical.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't set something up there. Fucking jeremysafed.ca. Sign the petition if Jeremy's a Fed.
Something else that he did was just, because he kept bringing up Lysak's father over and over. Because, well, they kept trying to time travel back to, like, January 2022. And, like, that's the current picture of, you know, time, even though everyone knows better that that's just lied constantly. And was like, oh, well, they ruined this guy's life, and his own father said this and all, and he put him in jail, and they didn't do all these things. Like, a lot has changed since then, and a lot of people have changed their statements and views since then, Ezra. And you know that. You know that. And how did he get out of jail? Oh, right. That was us also. The feds did that. What did you do? You, Ezra, collected how much money for the Coots for?
And we don't know.
As far as we know, because we talked to those, except for one, we talked to three of these guys, they didn't get any money. So
it's so greasy.
I think you put them in jail and you stole rescue money from them. And yeah. I'm the Fed. And he acted like, oh, I've got secret documents. I've got no. You read the ITO. It's what the police, information to obtain, it's called. It's what the police give to a judge to justify, like, a search warrant or an arrest warrant or something. And it's just basically, we think all this stuff. That's what he read. But he acted like he had some kind of secret inside. No, you never did. But but he's a sensationalist, and that's what he does to get clicks and views. He's lost 6 or 7 or 8 defamation cases already. This is what he does. It's always what he does. It's his business model. He's a scumbag. He's a weasel. Nobody likes him. He has no respect from anyone, anywhere. And if it wasn't for airdropping money from undisclosed benefactors, this guy wouldn't last 10 seconds. He has no media ability. He can't speak. He's not charismatic. He's not funny. He's not smart. He's not resourceful. He's not creative. He's just another goblin Jew with money, like Ben Shapiro. Would Ben Shapiro be anything if he wasn't forced into everybody's face? You know what I mean? He's losing 20,000, 30,000 subscribers a day. Like, he's already off. Like,
People are starting to see. Yeah, people are done with it. It's just so greasy. Like, to tap into every Canadian's, whenever their emotion they're feeling, he taps them in to sign a petition and to forever being on their emailing list or however they donated to them, and they're constantly just going to ask you for money. Oh, you like the truckers? Why don't you send us some money?
He called me Hitler. He said he reminds me of Hitler. I think he's trying to be Hitler. He reminds me of Hitler. It's like, oh, okay.
It's you, the Jewish judge. Like,
it's ridiculous, right? And his lawyer was a fucking punk too. Like, just a smarmy little bitch. He gets pegged for sure. Like, he does weird, gross stuff. Check his hard drive. He's a thin-skinned little fucking weasel. He fucking freaked out because I made fun of him in those videos I did after the first fucking appearance. He lost. He emailed the judge, wrote the judge, tried to bring it up. Judge. Like a little fucking baby. I'm glad I wasn't there the second time because I probably.
Intermission.
Would have wanted to hurt him.
What do you do?
What do you do?
With all the money of steel.
With all the money of steel.
Do you send it to Israel?
Do you send it to Israel? Oh.
They take everybody's money. They never give it back. So the Jew down the well. So my country can be free. You must have it by his wants. Then we give a big party.
Oh, yes. And it's so dumb. It's so dumb, but fucking, I don't know. It was brilliant at the same time.
Every interaction I have with them reinforces the stereotypes that I've been told to not believe about them immensely. And that whole event, I mean, I'm done at this point. I mean, there's some people who are not pieces of shit, but that's a very small percentage, especially when it comes to them. I had a tweet the other day where I said, like, if something were happening on, you know, in Canada's name, say Canada's doing some kind of, you know, military mission in Africa, let's say, and they're just massacring people and raping people and just being monsters, I would be compelled to say and do, I would go out of my way to go, that is not, that's not me. That is fucking crazy. Who would put those people in prison? Like, who's running this show? Then, you know, you're disgracing us all. But when it comes to Jews, you've got the raping, murdery, genocidal, psycho kind, and then you've got the other ones who just don't say anything about it. So,
yeah, they don't even address it.
No, like they like. Well, why should they? Well, you should be the first people to do it since it's your people doing it. Yeah, and there's very few that do. I think I heard Seth Rogen say some shit, and I'm going to leave room for maybe two others that I don't recall right now. But in my life, I think that's as far as I've gotten. There's not a whole lot of Jewish people that are.
Finkelstein, one of them.
All right. Norman Finkelstein. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, there's some like that, but it's you know, we're talking less than 1%.
Ron Unz.
Yeah. The Unz report. Yeah. Yeah. Him too.
That still fits on one hand. Man in the mountains. Yeah. Lysak's father never talked to the media, according to him.
CBC fucking railroaded them all and wouldn't let them talk. And Ezra knows that. He just lies. It's just all I could do is smile and be like, look at this guy. Look at him go. No shame. Like, none. I couldn't do that because even if I thought like it might win me the case, it's like everyone watching this with an IQ above toaster knows I'm a fucking scumbag if I do this. And he doesn't care. He does not care. He knows he's a scumbag and he doesn't care. He like lives in it. He's like,
he loves,
he's like
that
Slimer from Ghostbusters.
That's something Jewish I want to do is bringing up Lysak is if I'm out west, I'm going hunting with Lysak. That's about the only time I might feel safe going into bear country.
I think he only hunts like dinosaurs.
With tons of dinosaurs?
Enormous animals, yeah.
I wouldn't mind going some big game, but yeah, I would love that.
Yeah.
And he, I would assume he has a weapons ban right now, but I don't.
Mine's over. I'm no longer a ban for weapons.
He's still hunting bow.
Yeah, I could stand beside him and hold the gun.
You don't have a ban, do you?
It'd just freak everybody out. No, I don't. No, it would just be funny to stand beside the guy who's fucking famous for all this and just have a gun that close. So it's like,
yeah. What happened to him is that he stood next to me in a picture. And people like Rachel Gilmore threw a temper tantrum for years. And that man's life got horrendously upended, and there's no justice for that. Because that's the kind of people we allow.
I'd like that to get spend some real time with him, so it'd be cool to go out there.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
Yeah.
Great family. His girls are very, very nice.
That'll be on my list of travels this year.
He's got a lady with him too. I met her last year. Seems nice. They're all good people, man.
Yeah.
That's another thing I said. Watching all this play out, and I was like, all the people who are dogpiling on Ezra's team and all the – I was like not surprised by any of it. And I was just like, thank you for reaffirming like why I'm definitely on the right side here. You know, no question at all. Because like, look what's over there. Oh, look, it's, remember Phil Brown? He's still alive. There he is, farting and burping and fucking doing whatever he's doing. Like, yeah, I'm fine with it. I really don't care. It was funny.
The best way to say it was tard farming. That's what we were watching.
Yeah. And I was also curious to see if you could even do, because you don't want to throw in big money on like a big lawsuit and then find out it's rigged and you're fucked later, right?
Right.
I'd rather do it this way. And it's like if they're going to go this far, he spent $110,000 or $20,000 on this guy's lawyer for small claims court. Like, okay, yeah, you won. You spent $100,000 to fucking make yourself look like an asshole and hurt your reputation even more. This did not hurt me at all. It hurt you. Didn't hurt me at all. And he's walking around acting like he won something because he was so desperate and so fucking scared, dude. He didn't mention any of this for a long time. He didn't tell anybody because he fucking was worried he was going to lose, because that's the biggest shame. I was talking to not a rabbi, but somebody who knows a lot about this stuff and said like for them to lose in court to a goy is unforgivable. That's like being caught with a little boy in your bedroom. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, like they don't mind that. But losing to somebody like me in court is devastating. So he was like, he was very worried. He was very, and his reaction, he's just doing backflips and shooting off Jewish fireworks everywhere. It's like, you were fucking real worried about this, weren't you? I didn't give a shit. I was literally making jokes about it after the first day because this is a joke. This is going to be a fucking carnival. So whatever, let's just have fun with it. Whatever.
Yeah.
I think I proved my point.
No, it's fun to watch. It opened my eyes to a lot of things about it. It's like Ezra's appealing to the lowest common denominator with the least amount of information. He's just trying to solicit reactions and emotions out of you guys. Yeah. And his time is running up. People are figuring this out. Like it's
only
everywhere you go.
People are like
my friend's kids. I was making the joke earlier. 13 years old. They're making Jew jokes. This doesn't go away, the stench that's been left by you people.
No, because that's your opinion. It's like, no, it's the opinion of every living soul on earth that you don't mass murder women and children. You're evil. Zionists are evil, full stop.
And knowing, like, it's mainstream podcasts. Like, Sean Ryan's talking about Goyim and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, kids are making jokes now. Yeah, I see how you feel the temperature is going up.
They die with the boomers. They're only going to lose. There's no coming
back. Their legend to the boomers is gone after they're gone.
Yeah. Nobody under the age of 40 gives a shit about Jews. Nobody. And it gets progressively less of a shit the further down you go. You get into like the 20s.
Dude, you got to go. I don't even think it's way over 42 because, man, I'm telling you what I see in public right now is crazy. Yeah. 20 years of being, you know, JQ aware, I've never seen anything like I'm seeing in public with normies. They're political normies.
Yep. Well,
like, they're not acting politics. They're not like us at all. So
that's what I wanted to get into a little bit, is that we know we're – and it is tard farming in the same way, because it's the low IQ TikTok videos with the quick 15 seconds of this is what's happening that they're learning from. And the tard – we're winning the tard farm war.
Tard wrangling, yeah.
We're tard wrangling. We're both doing it. I know, Ezra, you know you're doing it.
Yeah. But we've won the important part, which was the
But now we know you're doing it, and you know we know you're doing it.
The foundational – I feel like the foundational kind of pillars or the relay stations of alt media, which are, you know, not mainstream characters, not fucking spurg dumpster fires like the people we're talking about, but people who have their own kind of independent following – that are fairly successful. Like somebody like Ian Carroll, for example. How many of those are there? Well, there's quite a few of them now. And they all agree on one thing. And that's a lot. That's a huge section of America. Tucker Carlson. Right?
Yeah.
Sean, that's like it's one. That's the important part. I don't care how many congressmen or whoever you have. Everybody hates you. Everybody knows what you're about, and there's no way to undo that. You can't unsuck the baby penises. You can't unblow up the universities and the schools full of kids, can you?
No, you can't defend it. And you can't defend the bribery going on with AIPAC. And I'm actually going to be trying to sit down with somebody that in my 20s, he helped me with some critical thinking on how to do it properly and whatnot through sales and just speaking to this guy quite a bit, and I'm looking forward to, because I know he will understand. Like, if you show him the truth, he has to accept it, and I almost feel bad showing him, but I'm looking forward to it in the same sense, just to see how he...
Yeah, people ask that, like, relatives and people in the family and stuff, and they're just like, oh, I just really want to know, like, just tell me. I'm like, I mean, I can tell you, I can show it to you, but...
Right, it's a process.
You know, like an Indiana Jones... When the guy's face melts because he looks at the Ark of the Covenant or whatever, like, I'm worried that might happen to you. Like, oh, no, man, I can handle it. And I'm like, I don't think you don't understand what you're asking for, to be honest. Reading, like, Winston Churchill's biography. This guy rules. Like, I don't think you're ready to make this jump.
Tomahawk says, Hitler said, I'm paraphrasing, even if I'm defeated, my soul will rise from the grave.
I don't know if that's a real quote. It said... My spirit will rise from the grave and history will know I was right. I don't know if that was actually something he said or wrote down or something that was put in afterwards. But
they didn't stamp out all the knowledge. It was still carried through. They weren't able to. And the knowledge stayed until the internet and everybody had access to information, and it spilled out everywhere.
Well, I'm sure we talked about this before. I definitely have, where the further away you get from the event, the less emotional, like, entanglements there are.
Yeah.
Like, nobody gives a like, no one's getting upset about, you know, the American Revolution and stuff like that, because it's been so long ago. You know, no one cares, especially the kids now. They're like, all the living people from that generation are dead. Like, they were still alive and around when we were kids. They're all gone now. So there's no physical, it's just another story like everything else out there. So there's no magical reason for them to just stay pegged to this. And when the internet exists with, you know, the entire world is participating and throwing this all out there, they're never going to miss it. You think the Chinese don't know and the Russians don't know? The whole world knows. It's just that boomers in the West are the only people that aren't aware of this.
Yeah, it's only a select few. And yeah, it sucks. I actually just went through a bit of that myself. You know, so it's, we don't really want you to come around. You kind of upset somebody. It's like, all right, yeah, I guess I did. You guys weren't ready for that. But I know how many other – it's going to come around. People are going to figure this out, because you can only hide the truth forever, and it's starting to come out. People are starting to pick up on it. And it explains why you're – that last video, actually, I have this one of the Suns. This just went out on the Suns page. Tampa, the Feds. That one.
The Feds. The new one?
Yeah, actually, I'll grab it.
Yeah.
It won't be far off.
The chicken. Yeah, the guys are doing good work. We got some more stuff coming out shortly. And we got a lot busy. We got a lot of stuff coming in the fall. The fall in the spring, and then the summer, and then the fall. And, yeah, I'll just echo what you said earlier. The guys did a great job down there in the States. brought some hardware back and got some good stories, and they had a blast. And the other guys down there were thrilled to have them, and everybody was just, you know, fucking right on. Yeah, Canada's back. And we're like, fucking yeah, we are.
Thanks for having us, guys. Like, absolutely. I can't thank them enough.
I sent them a nice message. I was happy to see how well it went.
Well, thank you, Intrusive Thoughts, for the memberships. I appreciate that. The donations tonight. Appreciate it. I haven't streamed in a while. And if I'm going to be going across the country, it's going to come in handy, that's for sure.
Mm. Yeah, the gas money's going to be getting a little...
Yeah. But, this is the one that went out on Sunday, and it resonated with a lot of people.
And on guard!
The cost of living. It's the number one issue on most people's minds. In order to fix it, we have to understand what caused the problem.
No one can afford to live anywhere. All of our jobs are being subsidized to invaders, and politicians have misplaced hundreds of billions of dollars. How many thankless hours of our families' lives have these politicians misplaced? We're experiencing unprecedented violence and criminality in our once peaceful cities and towns that were the world's envy. And look at them now.
Fantastic.
Who made that one? I think I know who made that one.
Yeah, I'm not saying it, but it's so well put together. Like that speech you did at CBC is going to, there's clips from that forever. And that's just proof of it right there. Of part of it's coming out. Like
it's more like that coming.
That was a seed that was planted that you're still seeing flowers from that one. Like
I'm working on another one.
Yeah.
All the flag burning.
That being said, I want to bring up what tomorrow is. No, I'm sorry. I believe it's April 8th. We're close, though, isn't it? I always feel bad because of so many dates of different accidents. I thought it was always April 6th. Regardless, I hope you guys haven't stopped doing the tradition of putting your sticks outside and leaving your light on. April 6th. I don't know why. As other people say, it's the 7th, the 8th. That always fucks me up and second guessing myself. So tomorrow. Put your sticks out at night. Leave the light on out of respect. And because that tragedy is... it was a giant warning sign to everybody, and I don't even think I fully understood it back then when that happened as well until I moved closer to Highway 1117 and seeing the carnage and accidents on there. Where are their hockey sticks? Do you know what I mean? There's the Humble Broncos had the support of a nation behind them, and they should have, you know? They shouldn't. Nobody wanted them to feel alone. Because it was so horrible.
A couple months until everybody got bored and found something else to pretend to give a shit about.
Well, it never left my mind because I kept fucking seeing it over and over again with different people that are being killed on 1117 all over the country. And like, it's the same tragedy. And I'm not trying to take anything away from the Humboldt Broncos and that memory by any means, but we're not honoring them by not addressing the fucking problem.
Yeah.
Like, I've got, yeah, these will be going out. I got 16. All the boys' names on it. And girl. Yeah. It's fucking...
That's kind of lost fuck, through a community that, like, only the military is used to.
Right.
That's a lot of people to lose at once. Young people, too.
That's a massive tragedy, man. And people just... Yeah, they don't...
Imagine the kids that survived, you know?
They're men now.
Yeah, their whole high school, they're all dead. How many of them survived?
Didn't make it. There was one speaking in North Bay recently, and I'm disappointed in myself that I didn't know that because I was in North Bay. And I was like, how are our pipelines so disconnected these days that I didn't know that? Because I'm tied right into, you know, what's going on with that. And how did I not know that? So I'm going to try and change that. I am going to be driving out west, like I said, and why not stop in Saskatchewan and see the crash site and see where they train, watch a game, and like, yeah. Something I want to do.
People will be like, well, why do you guys do this? Why do you care? We're the only ones left.
Yeah.
Apparently. Because if we weren't, other people would be doing this. But no one else is doing this because nobody else cares. They're busy grifting for Orange Man or Zio Jesus or whatever, the ostrich farm or whatever stupid fucking thing that doesn't matter. And we've always been focused on the things that do matter, the people of this country who are being mass murdered by the state on purpose.
Thanks, guys. Thank you, CSIS Agent Man, for the subscriptions. Yeah. I don't know what to say because it's still, dude, it's killed people I know. I have four other sticks, that I'm putting out. Like, remember Jason Boyer. And you know what? I'm saying it now. It was a cheat. It hasn't come out in any official court documents, and the police haven't released it or anything like that. But I looked into it myself. I looked into it myself, and I got the pictures from the crash site. I looked up the company, and guess who fucking runs it on their YouTube channel? Pluto Transport. I saw another one. We know Bison Transport is another bad one. We know who they are. We know what you're abusing in our country and killing our people. Like... Heather Brent, a friend of the club, that's his aunt. And a Jeep hit her. She was still alive. Could have been still alive, but he ran away, leaving his landing gear there. He could have made the difference between her living and dying. But he decided to take off instead, so we lost her. You know, with the Boyers, that man lost his fucking... His wife and his two kids in one swoop. You know? Why would you want to wake up out of a coma?
I wouldn't.
The mic is too close to my face. Sorry.
Yeah, you're getting like some clipping from it. Whatever. Yeah. I can't imagine. And
I know, like, so many.
I don't know what people think. We did a news story for a minute and then whatever. Move on. Like, who's helping these people?
No, I have connections. These are two people away from me. Like, one person away. I have a veteran friend on Highway 11 that was hit and dragged with his fuck by a trailer. And they were trying to cover up the tracks and take off on him until the cops got there. How long before it's my fucking daughter?
I don't even say that.
You know, how long before it's one of my family coming up to see me? How? Because that's how close it is. It's going to happen again until we fucking say something or do something. So,
and what it could inevitably happen is something like that happens, and then the surviving dad, father, or brother, whoever, just goes and takes it out on the first group of Sikh Indians he finds. I mean, I can't imagine what kind of headspace that you would be in, how much pain you would be in, and how, like, you're not there anymore. Yeah, like you're fundamentally destroyed mentally now forever.
And who's doing anything for these type of people? Is it Ezra? Or would he say sign the petition and fucking send money, whatever we decide to, you know, we'll pay for a wreath at their funeral?
Yeah, is,
and you just sweep up the emotions of the country, stealing these people's generosity and charity. Yeah, sorry, man, to cut you off. I'm just fucking disgusted by the idea that there's predators that prey off of Canadians.
Yeah,
good character and kindness, like
politicians. That's who's responsible, really. I mean,
running shows about, oh, these poor little fucking Indian boys got shot at on the highway. Was it racial? Is it a hate crime? What are we going to do? It's nothing compared to these fucking Terminators barreling down our highways, watching TV, not knowing how to drive, not caring if they hit anything, not knowing the fucking rules of the road, passing on a double line, going around a corner over a hill. Fuck it. I'm going for it. I'm the bigger truck.
Yeah, they don't care. We should be at war with India. Like, that's just a flat out. If Canada was in control by Canadians, we would be at war with India for what they've been doing. We have no relationship with them other than hostile. India is a hostile nation of people. There's no upside. There's no benefit. There's just stealing, scamming, fraud, sex trafficking, drug trafficking, weapons trafficking. I was talking to somebody the other day who, down home, the Sobeys, the grocery chains and stuff around here, is like the big grocery store. And they said entire trucks just disappear. Like, entire loads of cargo just don't make it to where they're supposed to be. And it's just you're being stolen. You're being ripped off by Indians. Like, oh, well, the police are going to look into it. I'm like, and they're not going to find anything because they've got 10 more of these every day and they're just not bothering. There's not enough time. You have time to work on two crimes today, and in that time, there's been 9 more crimes today. And tomorrow, there'll be 12 more crimes, and then 9 more crimes, and then 10 more crimes. And in that time, you might have solved 4, but you've gained 50. And we're just going to do this until the entire country falls apart, which is probably about 2 years away.
Yep. Drawfork says, shout out to Chucky's Extremist Circus for gifting me a subscription. For some reason, Rumble won't accept my MasterCard to resubscribe until then. Oh, awfully nice. Well, thank you.
Rumble's tricky. I tried to do one the other day and it wouldn't take my credit card.
Hey, buddy.
I have a weird credit card, but.
What are we doing, Oz? Want to come up for a bit? Hey? Oz, he got into another fight.
Yeah.
Sort of. He was just shitting too close to a fence and there was a husky over there, and then Ozzy just went to say hi and the dog bit him right through the fence and tried to pull him through.
Big mistake.
So, oh, Ozzy might be able to win against the husky, but then I saw a Great Pyrenees and a German Shepherd running up to back him up. I'm like, nope. Fucking grab Ozzy, pull him by the legs back through the fence.
Did Ferry tap out?
Yeah, he must have.
I only came here because he was here.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, dude, I've been thinking about it quite a bit and hearing the stories of other people and, you know, in the smaller communities around North Bay, how the Jeets are using their back roads as shortcuts when the roads close and shit. And these roads aren't made to sustain giant traffic like that. Yeah.
They're so smart. They're engineers and CEOs. Okay?
CRJ says, don't you trust the police? Peel Region, 80% Pajit force. And you wonder why there's crime in the fucking police force now. Right. And you can't trust them. Like,
they had an RCMP video in Saskatchewan. It was all in Punjabi. RCMP officers. Just,
what are we doing?
So, just, I can't remember what they said. They said something like, I couldn't make any sense of it, but that was apparent. That's the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, is it? And I just like, good, do more of that. I want to see every police officer in the RCMP be an Indian man with a turban that doesn't speak English. That's what I want, because the closer we get to that, the closer it will be visually obvious to every single person in this country that the police are not a legitimate, that they're not the police. It's not the RCMP. That's just a bunch of foreigners paid a lot of money to be thugs for the state to oppress what's left of us so they can squeeze every last dollar they can get out of us before we're all dead. That's all that is.
It's going to happen like anywhere when you're driving through India and you get pulled over by the cops and they expect a bribe. Why? Because they're the cops. They're the ones with power, right? That's the way it's going to end up. A friend of mine was at the transportation conference in Toronto where all the bigwigs were. And they have to go for their small communities, basically beg this panel of people that hold the funds over the municipal. They basically have to beg for the funds, and they're begging foreigners. Canadians in their small towns have to go to foreigners to beg for money. Then they just vote no and spend the money in their communities. That's what's happening to you, Canada. You're getting fucked in the ass right in front of you.
Yeah. It's going to get ugly.
People are starting to see it, and they're wondering why is there no white people in my town? What's happening? Where did all these people come from?
The amount of regular people, like moms and stuff, who are like putting out feelers to like buy illegal weapons is crazy.
It's a crazy thought, isn't it?
Yeah, because there's B&Es and shit happening all over the place now.
Absolutely.
Indian guys are just breaking into houses. Like one just down the road, up the road from here. And someone we know, and she's like 60-year-old woman, lives there by herself. You know? What is she supposed to do? Call the police who won't show up because there's only four of them working and they're busy fucking trying to harass a fucking weed shop somewhere on the other side of Bedford?
Great.
You know? I said on Twitter should happen, all these decent cops that have quit and are just hanging out, like somebody like Bulford, right? They should start a parallel volunteer, like a neighborhood watch program, and have say if there's, you know, in your region, it's like, oh, there's only six of them. I would call those guys before I call the police.
Yeah.
They can't do it. They can't arrest anybody. They can't do it. But they could show up and help you out with whatever's going on and be witnesses and be more manpower. And like that's better than nothing. So it was like there's six or seven retired cops that live around here. This is the number that you call and they'll all get a text message or whatever, however they set it up. You'd be like, I got a problem. Help.
Well, part of that problem,
I would trust them way more than anybody in the fucking actual police force.
People need to balkanize. And that means having to move and uproot, and everybody's not going to make everybody happy, but that's what has to happen. And I was just saying earlier that the Empire, you know, Find Your Friends campaign had a lot bigger effect than, and I keep hearing about it today. Like, that's how we met all the people around us right now, and that's how I met this person, and you're still seeing reverberations from that.
Yeah. Government hates us.
Yeah, they do.
We're public enemy number one. I read a secret report that I'm not supposed to have, but because there's people leaking stuff from inside the government to us all the time, I did read it. We are the only problem in Canada, apparently.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Now forget the Bishnoi gang openly extorting people, like walking around with stickers on their cars. They don't care about you. They don't take you seriously. They're not following your laws. They're here to rape, pillage, plunder from your country. You have invaders inside the gate right now. They are not your people. They wear different clothes. They speak a different language. They're a different color. They're carrying weapons down your street to show dominance. Hello, McFly. Hello. Hello, McFly.
The report, whatever the fuck it was, it was titled like Right Wing White Nationalist Extremism in Canada, Active Clubs and Second Sons Canada. Like, I see. And then within a paragraph, they're like, it's just us. That's all they're talking about. And they're pointing to other, like, well, then there's this group there, and then we think there's this group there. And I'm like, that one doesn't exist anymore. That one hasn't existed for years. That one's made up. They don't know what they're doing. They're just spurging. It's a bunch of women. It's a bunch of girl bosses running entirely on hysteria, and they think they're going to win somehow. Like, that doesn't – I'm not in a hurry to stop them. They're losing. They're losing horribly, and they will lose everything.
Yeah, more and more are waking up. And they're going to get desperate, and then they're going to start to flail.
What are the youth supposed to do? Where are you supposed to work? Where are you supposed to get a job? Where are you supposed to find a partner? Like, the places, the things that made being alive fun when I was in my 20s, right? Like 17, I had a lot of fun. I mean, if you try to live the same way you did from one age to the next, you know, it doesn't work out. You know, you can't party like when you're 40. Like, we're in our 40s. We can't do it like we're 18, right? You know what I mean? We're not going to go to the beach and have a tent party with a bunch of girls from another town, and we're all going to get shit-faced and fucking. I would be asleep by 9:30. I would probably leave because I'm cranky, and I'm like, I don't want to. You know, it's I have fun in a different way, you know, now.
Depends on the setting, really. I've been tying one on a couple of nights here until, like, but, you know, late 4:30, 5:30 in the morning.
But back then,
I'm not going to work the next day either.
My favorite thing to do back then, because when you're on your free time, was like, let's go get some drinks, let's go get the fellas, and let's go find where the girls are at, and let's just go hang out and party. And like, that was, I loved that. From like 17 till I was like 29, 30 was my favorite thing to do. And now, can you even do that anymore?
They do.
Where do you go? Like, there's no way to even meet people. How do you meet people anymore? It's not going to be a school. It's not going to be a university. You can't get a job and work anywhere. I mean, if you're a white guy, like,
they've met in school. They've already come together in their groups. A lot, I would say, the hockey, the sports, as much as we, you know, make fun of the corporate sports and the...
There's just way less opportunity for people to meet each other now.
I think it's coming around. Whites are starting to realize it, and they're just looking at other whites. They say that they're surrounded by a sea of brown.
Yeah, well, that's why we have to start doing our own thing. I want to combine... We did start doing the Daglon thing first, and did the community networking and all that kind of stuff, and the socializing and just getting people out of their houses. And, you know, you don't have to be friends with everybody, but that's like a town, right? Are you friends with everybody in town? Like, oh, I like most people in my town, but those fucking guys suck ass. That's life, okay? But, you know, you need to do that. You draw strength from each other. You draw energy and inspiration and, you know, life from other people, being in groups and spending time with each other. And there's an energy exchange there that happens that you can't get on your own by yourself behind a screen somewhere. And when we had these parties, we had these get-togethers, and Ferry started them, really. He started driving around the country and linking up with people, and I found
it. Doing it again.
Well, yeah, we are going to do it again, but I found an old video that I had to move everything off my old hard drive onto this new one, and there was some old stuff in there, man, from like 4 years ago, and I was like, look how young everyone looks. But it was just all like, it really, while we were doing it, it was like, wow, we're just some assholes doing whatever we can do, you know, we're having a good time. But in retrospect, it was like, we were it. We are it. We're the guys doing that. That no one else in this country is doing that. Or can or will. And we did a national tour. We've networked people from one end of the country to the other numerous times, and it's still intact. It's been 5 years, 6 years of this after every one of the attacks and everything they've tried to do, arrest people. It hasn't worked. It hasn't worked. It hasn't made any fucking effect at all. And we're doing just fine.
These accusations, they don't mean shit when we hear them. Like, anybody that knows us and has been part of these communities and been through it through, you know, that's a bullshit accusation, the feds. Like, you sound like fucking retards.
The people saying that?
Do you think you shook anybody around us? You know we have a core group and we're growing. Do you think you shook anybody that's part of us that just suddenly said, wait a second, Ezra Levant? The Jeremy's a fed? Holy fuck.
You get watered.
That Colton kid, I just love that video he did. He just calls it right out. Like,
he did a good job. But the people who get into this stuff, like the Phil Browns and the fucking, you know, just the dumpster trash people.
Fucking snitching.
Yes, well, when federal agents try to pose as terrorists and attach themselves to me and my friends, I'm going to, you know, call their bullshit and ruin that for them, which I did, to protect ourselves because I'm not an idiot. But you are upset about that, which means – that you seem to fancy yourself some sort of, well, do you think you're John Connor? Are you some sort of underground rebel alliance fucking militia guy? Like, oh, they snitched us out. And No, nobody. We're not doing anything illegal, retard. Are you? Are you doing illegal things? There's nothing to snitch. What are you talking about? Like, what a crazy thing. And, you know, what a crazy thing to hang your hat on. But it's not even about that. What it's about is they hate me. And it doesn't matter what the attack vector is. They're on board. Doesn't matter what it is. Doesn't matter if it makes sense. Doesn't matter if there's no evidence or any grounding reality at all. It doesn't matter how many backflips and mental gymnastics you have to do. They will dogpile in there because me is the only thing that they live for now because I occupy their minds forever. Years later, years and years and years later, they're still here taking up significant portions of their time, mental energy, using their voice to give energy and power to me. So it's called heat in the business, in the entertainment business, in the wrestling business, in any kind of the heat. There's good heat and there's bad heat, but heat is heat, right? And that's what propels you forward. If nobody gives a fuck about you, nobody's talking about you, you have no heat. You have nothing.
Yeah they legit think you're Grant Bristow.
That's good. It creates people.
Why would I write a book?
Conversations talking good. It keeps it all spinning. Keep it up, fuckheads.
Why would I write a book about RCMP and CSIS corruption if I was one of them? I wrote a book all about it. The tard farming that CSIS did. That's where that term came from originally, was the tard wrangling that CSIS tries to do. They go around and see who fucking retards that they can pick up, like Mubin Shake or the fucking Via Rail Terror Plot. That guy is still finger painting with his fucking feces in jail because he's Looney Tunes. And then you had the fucking Canada Day pressure cooker bomber when they were trying to fuck him over, him and his wife. You know? Jesus Christ.
They're bad people. CSIS are bad people. Like, they're reprehensibly... Like, you're not heroes. You're not protecting anybody. You're scumbags. Absolute total fucking scumbags. And you're not smart. You're not good. Mubin, where's he at? Oh, he's on a secret mission right now. It's been 4 years. Yeah, no, here's what happened to Mubin. I ruined you. I defeated you without even trying to. Mubin threw himself at me, knocked himself down, gave himself a hemorrhage and got CTE. And then crawled away into a ditch, never to be seen again. Well, I went, what the fuck? What was that? What was that for?
Never heard from Kurt Phillips again after I did that Chris Hansen video either.
They're scared. They're trying to lay low. They don't want any fucking consequences.
I got to catch up with a couple of super chats here. Scotian Lady says, the liars and haters only talk about you because they have absolutely nothing of value to show for their efforts and can only throw ad hominem attacks since they control counter single point you guys make. No, it's just about trying to label us to their tards so that they can categorize, just say, oh, those guys, ignore them. They're just feds. Despite the fact that they'll be saying whatever it is that they're saying that's true. They're feds, so... telling you the actual truth of stuff about stuff. Well, it makes you wonder what their interest is, because they don't want you to get together. They feed off of what's happening in Canada right now. They benefit off of it because they get clicks and views and whatever else. That would end once we get more support.
Yeah.
Tomahawk says, here in the States, we constantly told white males are the number one threat to the country. Yeah, we're getting the same thing up here. Any Western country, you're constantly going
to
be getting.
They're right. They're right.
They're not wrong.
White men are the number one threat to Jewish occupation.
Yes.
That is correct.
We are the only threat.
Correct.
Draw fork. Jeet's protest here for Khalistan. Apparently oblivious to the fact that we, too, want our own nation, which we used to have. The Jeetrification is making everything worse. Yeah, Khalistan isn't a real place yet. It's like fucking, it's Diagolon. Diagolon has more fucking reality to it. Hey, you know what? I'll support a Khalistan all day long if it's back in Punjab. Direct one-way flights to Amritsar.
Yeah, they send all of our money back and then they can go home. We'll just probably have to take them all prisoner. That's probably what will have to happen.
The lady coming out and saying that, yeah, the gurdwaras, they're using them as drug hubs.
Yeah,
and
of course.
They're all filled with guns.
Yeah.
And they're just, they're all preaching about, where is she? She's dead. Yeah. They fucking killed her. for speaking out and telling the white man what's actually happening. That lady, hats off to her. I know you're a Jeep, but you fucking had integrity at least.
They're in
no, you didn't really, did she? Because how long did you keep your fucking mouth shut for? Just allow it to continue, knowing that's bad for everybody in the society you live in. You're brave for a second to tell the truth, but you were part of the problem for how long?
Another problem they have is the oh, excuse me, Jesus. They decided, I think it's a strategy, right? They tried the slander media stuff, didn't work. That's usually the first go-to. After that, they do the lawfare. We'll put you in jail. Find some shit to put you in jail for. That backfired spectacularly. That was just... I don't know if we'll ever recover from that because they didn't take it seriously. They didn't take me seriously and, you know, got humiliated thoroughly. And now they've transitioned to the isolation and Fed jacketing campaign because this is their... best course of action going forward to minimize and erode any kind of influence that I could have. That's going to be that's going to yield the best results because we already did the other two, and that's only going to backfire and do worse. But now they've spent so much time and committed to this whole feds. It's the feds calling us feds, by the way. That now, if they did try to go, well, we're going to arrest them for something. Well, why would you arrest the feds?
Weird, like, right?
You've trapped yourself in this. So if anything, like, I would have to do something really, really obviously slam dunk, brutally dumb to get arrested and charged at this point because, you know, anything I do is going to look like political attack, which it will be. And aren't they feds or aren't they? Like, it's just a mess. You've created this quagmire of confusion and nonsense where I have fully ascertained what's going on. I can see everything that's going on because I'm not the one that's lying and trying to make up convoluted stories here and there and thread in and out from different timelines and realities. And like, it's not going to go well for you that way. So you've kind of boxed yourself in. And with the Indians, you know, we're going to do this. We're going to, the first time, and it will probably happen eventually, the first guy or woman who's high profile murdered, like, what's her name there in the States? The Ukrainian chick on the bus?
I usually couldn't pronounce her name. Krasinski?
It was Krasinski, yeah.
Sorry, I don't remember your name, love.
That's going to not go over well. They think they're winning. They're like, oh, we are taking... No one's fighting them. No one's fighting you. No one's even trying to stop you. And you think you're
they're not going to be able to reason. I was telling, we were joking about this there last night, about how hard it's going to be to explain to a foreigner when you tell them, because we've been saying it's time to go. It's time to go. Now we're going to switch that a little bit, and suddenly it's go time. And that means, you know, you're not going anywhere. Intrusive Thought says, can we talk about how Ezra's closing argument was Jeremy is a reasonable person, so because he's not a reasonable person, he can't be defamed.
What?
Well, he says, if you're not a reasonable person, then a person who isn't reasonable can't be defamed. Well, you're trying to look for a moral argument with someone with no morality. Ezra has no morality. He's not going to make a moral argument in anything. He's always going to try and work an angle and try and fucking grease his way through and around.
Everything he does is immoral and insincere and a lie of some kind. But the way the law is written is that if I'm going to, like, which I don't have it in front of me, but from how it was read, interpreted, is that if basically the average person thinks you're like a piece of shit, like reasonably, most people probably think this person sucks, then you can't be defamed in Canada. Isn't that nice?
Everybody could just shit on you, eh?
Yeah, you can do whatever you want. Call it pedophile, murderer, just do whatever. Because CBC already said all of this stuff. And like, well, there you go. Like, CBC is a fucking reliable of anything.
In 2019, you're allowed to lie to you.
You can't trust CBC. CBC is a liberal mouthpiece for Ottawa. And then he quoted CBC over and over and over and over and over again. So,
because it's not about what's wrong or right with Ezra. It's about what helps his cause and what's best for him.
Yeah, getting money.
Tomahawk says Diaglon plus Cascadia equals unstoppable. I would say that's true.
Well, I want to start doing...
probably circle back to that too, because it just, I think it pumped everybody up, the going down and being with Patriot Front and hanging, like the same thing. They get the same accusations, and it's nice to see people going through the same sort of struggle, you know, a relatable struggle, you know, that we're going through up here.
Same one. We're all the same shit show. But I want to start doing have the club events and stuff going forward, because it's starting to get big enough that it's manageable, that we could probably start pulling these off, especially this summer, and do like community events. It would have to be arranged in such a way to not, you know, put anybody at risk. But we've got pockets of people all over the country who would probably love to meet some of them, whatever, right? They should just, you know. That's where you get strength and inspiration and energy and stuff from each other. And I think they would be good for them, for both of them.
It's not like they're ending. It was just that brand of what we were doing. The Road Rage Terror Tour was something on its own. That was a speaking tour. Like, there'll be other things. There's always going to be new things. It's not like the community just stops, you know?
Well, Second Sons
is a different project, but Diaglon is still, it's still a thing. The Empire is still, it's still around, and I'm seeing it driving around and talking.
People are asking how they can help and what they can do and all that kind of stuff. It's like, well, you can join, but if you're not up to that, or, you know, maintaining the community lifeblood and connection and activity and morale, all that kind of stuff. Just have barbecues, go, you know, shoot bows and arrows with your kids and stuff. Like, just, you know, get everybody together and do stuff like that. And you can talk to them and talk to each other and lay eyes on each other. And like, these are the people, it depends on which, if the club guys or just the community members, like, these are the people who have, you know, volunteered to stand up and, you know, keep an eye on things for you. And for them is like, these are the people you're protecting. These are the people who are cheering you on and worried about you and can, you know, want to help you. Like, that has to happen. You know, it's a hugely important part of the.
I don't make millions of dollars on tour. Sometimes it comes out of my own pocket when I go to fucking things. That's the difference. fucking Mick Jagger, the millionaire. That's why. He just take his private jet and be in fucking Alberta. No time. No, I have to drive my ass there.
I could never do it. I have no jealousy about that whatsoever. I would just suck. Even
is Mick Jagger driving himself fucking 30 hours? No. You see him driving his fucking Rolls Royce or whatever? Oh, like a 30-hour drive? No.
Even just doing the comedy stuff, too. Like, it's okay. But some of these guys, like, they live for it. They, like, all week, they're just, you know, humming to get like 10 or 15 minutes on a stage time on a Friday and Saturday night. That's what they live for. And I'm like, it doesn't interest me that much. I mean, it was fun, I guess. Yeah, you know, it was all right. But if I never do it again, I don't care. I'm not going to lose any sleep over it.
No, but it's funny. Like, I still talk to Hack every once in a while and listen to him, what he's seeing as well, because he's talking more to the common crowd.
Yeah.
Right? Instead of the people in our community of that. And what he's seeing is people are just, they're yelling shit out during his shows and fucking, there's some wild people out there.
Mm-hmm. And,
there's a talk this weekend, this coming weekend that Ferry's a part of. That should be interesting.
Is he going to come back and talk about that, or?
I don't know. It's a busy house over there right now. Ferries, they've sold. They're moving. People coming and going.
Yeah, we talked about some of that. Kind of hard to get a good night's sleep around there, maybe.
Yeah, yeah, it can be.
You didn't bring your earmuffs, did you?
No, I was trying to get, because obviously, I don't think it's any sort of surprise for the people watching here that we did something for the Humboldt Broncos, and I was hoping it'd be out on stream tonight, but you could probably expect that tomorrow. The guys were working hard on it, so yeah, you can look forward to seeing that. And don't forget to put your hockey sticks out. Like, I have 16 sticks, but I'm putting out 20. And I don't know. I think it might be a campaign that could take off at some point, but we'll see. Yeah, well, you'll see it tomorrow. I didn't want to bring the mood down with that because it is sad, and people should still feel that pain. It hasn't gone away.
Yeah. We're going to make sure you feel that pain. Getting away.
Don't forget. Fuck, well, yeah. You want me to remember the Holocaust as something that may or may not have ever fucking killed 6 million people? Sixteen of our boys were fucking, and not just boys, there was other people involved, right? But yeah. Yeah, I'm learning more about the survivors too, because those people are often forgotten. You know, you honor the dead, but there's a couple of kids that are paraplegic. You know, they'll ever walk again. Point,
the entire reason that you mark time to go and remember these things is so they don't happen again.
Right.
But we're like, fuck it. Let's have everybody get killed by Indians on the road. Who cares?
Let's bring in more.
Yeah,
Carney goes over and says, we need more fucking Indians. Yeah, why? Because we need more paraplegic hockey players in those leagues. That's what we need. Yeah, there's so many names I could still be writing on sticks too that I've memorized now, and I didn't necessarily have a connection to these people before, but with these deaths so close to my house, like, I feel obligated to do something, and I do feel a connection to these people. Yeah, I've been thinking a lot about it the past couple of weeks with this coming up, and I've spoken to Chris Joseph on the phone, and that poor guy, fucking, I felt like I've got no right to his time, you know what I mean? So I didn't want to, after the Mocha interview, which Mocha did a great job on it, his phone and everything blew up. Right now, all of a sudden, CBC wants to talk to him again about a story, and all these other people and right wingers now want to, and then Kian Bexie's on. I'm sure Rebel tried to fucking farm him out too, and asking to go on all these podcasts because you're asking the guy to relive it again.
All the people responsible for it want you to make them look good.
Yeah. Yeah. But I still remember. Oh, Scotian gentleman, he says, I still remember Jersey Day at school the week after the crash. The next year, when the one-year anniversary rolled around, everyone forgot all about it. Clearly not everyone, though.
Yeah. I mean, you have to go on with your life, but you also can't. That can't just be like, didn't happen. We're just not going to think about it anymore.
Well, you don't want people to forget, that I'll never forget their names, you know, like Sergeant Donnie Lucas. It's because of you I know that man's name. I didn't know that before. Why didn't I?
I just visited him this year for the first time.
Yeah?
In December, yeah. Well, it's where he's buried in Newfoundland, but yeah.
Oh, that would be nice to see. I've never been to Goody's.
It was gravesite.
Like, I went to his funeral, but I didn't go. I've never been to his gravesite. Tomahawk says, we were so pissed when a Jeep trucker killed a family of four in Florida. And then we found out the family was illegal Haitians, and we all had a good laugh. I didn't know that. I didn't know that it was Haitians that died in that. But Dude, I remember the fucking outrage, and I was... The American outrage was something to behold because it wasn't the same as the Canadians because they're not exposed to it. But, you know, like Fox and all the other fucking bloodthirsty media channels jumped all over it. And it happened like twice. Two U-turns fucking killed a bunch of people. And that other guy in Ontario in the States was drunk and like drove through people. And there's like an explosion where you see hammered all these cars and shit. And it really exposed what was happening. They were trying to get back to California or get out of the country because they forged their documents and they faked their documents, but they were driving anyway, but he already had a suspended license. So none of that mattered to him. And the Sikh people rallied a campaign around him, despite the fact that he was wrong and shouldn't have been on the road and killed people. They rallied together to try and save him.
Yeah, but he's one of theirs. That's what Canadians and all, not boomers, pretty much. That's what pretty much just the boomers don't understand is that life is a racial game. That's how it is. That's why we have these different configurations. There's not unlimited kinds. There's only a few different kinds. And the one that you're in, that's the one that you belong to. And in groups, those groups look out for that group ahead of every other group everywhere else in the world, in every single circumstance, forever, always, except the last 80 years or so when we were conquered and subverted and taught to destroy ourselves and not see ourselves as any kind of people at all, never mind one worth preserving or protecting or being proud of. And in fact, we're the reason everyone else on Earth is having a hard time. So we have to give everything to them, to all the other races of people. And again, we are not a race of people, but they all are, and they all are disadvantaged because of the race that they are, that we aren't one, but they all are, and they have to have everything. So they have to come here and do. It's just brainwashing. Like, no, we are our own people, and it wouldn't make any difference if we were in any other part of the world. I'm not any more Kenyan or Colombian or Portuguese than any of these fucking Indians are Canadian. It's a ridiculous on its face. Like, I have eyes. I can see things. You can't point at a dog and say that's a flamingo. No, that's a dog. That's a golden retriever, actually. I can get more specific. It's not a flamingo. It's not a bird. It's a dog. This just goes to the heart of Jewish brainwashing. That's where these concepts came up from. The idea of racism was a Marxist invention at the turn of the century. It didn't exist. The idea that something could be racist, it literally didn't exist. We all just got along in the world with our eyes, knowing borders. You're one of those, he's one of them, he's one of them.
That's why we had borders.
That's why all animals have them.
There's no borders in nature.
Yes, there is. Monkeys do it, chimpanzees do it, wolves do it, sharks do it. Yes, there is.
You do you. We're good. Just do you over there. Just do it over there. We're fine. You don't have to come over here and do what you do over there, over here.
Yeah. We're not meant to live in a giant melting pot of, it's just, that was never how it was supposed to be. And there's probably way too many people on the earth, to be honest. I have some theories about that, but I'm gonna have to smoke weed to get into that. The moon gets scarier and scarier. The more.
Yeah. I might smoke another one myself there. I was just thinking of a conversation I had with somebody.
Somebody donate $100 and I'll go get some weed.
Somebody was saying it to me today there about the British Empire and all the horrible things they did. And it's a conversation I got to get back to again. It's like, how do you not see that the British Empire was ending savagery where they went?
Yeah.
Like, I still have, I was raised with British morals, manners, and like, we didn't do religion in my house because my dad was Roman Catholic, my mom was Protestant. We just didn't fucking do it, right? And but I know where my morals come from. We all have this sort of Christian upbringing in a way. I was raised an atheist, but I still saw it. Like, the Lord's Prayer was in school when I was still a kid, and you could tell how our country and our morals were helped shape by that. But it was a white version of that.
I think it wouldn't matter. I don't think the religion matters as much. Oh, Christian people are going to get upset. If we were Muslim, our version of Islam would look a lot more like Christianity.
Absolutely. I agree with that too. But it's acknowledging what Christianity's shape and role it did have in the British Empire and Canada. Like, I understand that.
Yeah, but that was our That's how we were expressing our spiritual component, which everyone has. All people have a spiritual component to their being. And in a group, as a family, like, what do we all think about this? How are we going to go about our, like, people die, things happen that we can't explain, and we have to, you know, the big questions of why are we here, what is going on, how, like, all of that stuff. There has, you know, it's the most adult conversation to have, actually. And this is just how it comes out now. In 100 years or 1,000 years, like, Christianity today doesn't look anything like it did 1,000 years ago, or 1,000 years before that. 1,000 years from now, it could be, you know, something much different. But at the heart of it is a fairly consistent default setting for things like, you know, raping kids, no. You know, genocide, no. Stealing, bad. Lying, bad. You know, all of that stuff. That's in here. That's not in a book. That's not anywhere. That is in your DNA. That's in your blood. That is in your molecular structure, your chromosomes and your alleles and all that. That's where that comes from. You are the way you are because of that, not because of a book you read. Your quirks, your temperament, the way you think, your emotions, how they're processed, your strengths, your weaknesses, you know, all of that is because of who you are as a biological life form, as a being that has been constructed from DNA. And, you know, all that other stuff is software, right? You're the hardware, but you can put software like a computer into the hardware, and it's going to be processed differently, faster, slower, better, whatever. But at the end of the day, it's got to go through the filter of what you are. And that's why you can take Christianity, the exact same books and everything, and give them to people in Africa, and they're genociding and raping and killing everybody and eating people and being cannibals and stuff. And it's like, well, that's not the Christian, because it's not about the book. It's about what's in here. This is far more relevant than what someone read in a book. You can't read a book and turn into something else. It's just, you know, your biology is what it is. And we've entered a realm where, well, Jews have decided that we don't know. That's no good. That doesn't work for us. It doesn't work for our grift. So we're going to pretend that never existed. I watched Jurassic Park as a kid and radicalized me. And I watched it with my children. And they're all there. Now they understand what DNA is. I'm like, yeah, and see, it's over. If anybody out there doesn't know what to do, you've got kids, show them Jurassic Park. They're going to get it. It'll make sense after that.
I got to thank Intrusive Thoughts, those huge 20 subscriptions. I think that almost qualifies there for a joint. He's doing that.
I saw him doing that, and I was like, is that what he's doing?
Doing the heavy lifting there. Yeah, because when people give subscriptions, I think you get – it's a higher percentage instead of donations. So it's more direct to you. Do you know what I mean? So Intrusive Thoughts, man, thank you. If there's anything want to say and, you know, shout out, I'll watch for your message. Because the super chats, they light up, so it's a little easier to see. But Intrusive Thoughts, like, tell Jeremy off or something and I'll say it.
I'll be right back, then. I'm going to get that point in a minute.
I have better music than that. You know what? I'm going to play that American Muscle trailer again, because that's a much more palatable thing to listen to.
Can Mary fry some fish, Mama? I'm as hungry as can be. Oh, Lordy, how I wish, Mama, that you could keep the baby quiet, 'cause my head is killing me. I saw my ex again last night, Mama. She was at the dance at Miller's store. She was with that Jackie White, Mama. I killed them both, and they're buried under Jenkins Sycamore. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? Mama, pour me a cup. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? You'd better let him lock me up.
proper hard cunts. Like, yeah, I love it. Intrusive thoughts, thanks. He says, I would like to requisition Unhinged Theories, please. I sign all T-38s in triplet, sir.
What?
I would like to requisition Unhinged Theories, please.
Okay.
Unhinged Theories.
I'm trying to type in this message. Don't let me forget.
Unhinged Theories. All right. Yeah, I love that trailer, dude. I can't wait to see what American Muscle puts out, or I guess Patriot Front would have their media team being working on that. And yeah, I can't wait to see the people lose their shit about, oh, the Canadian feds are working with the American feds, and they're fedding up like Voltron, and they got double fed power.
Double fed power,
bud.
Well, let's get, is Jenstein in here? Is anybody in here?
No, I haven't seen Jenstein.
Pretty weird stuff now, right? But
I got a new name for that. Tomahawk Tua. That's going to be his name from now on. Tomahawk Tua.
Well, whoever it was that did this, Joseph Thoss, somebody did this. I don't want to do this. I didn't want to do this. I was just trying to, I was like, how can I get Derek some money real fast? And I'm like, I know what. They like to see me do drugs and skirt the line of saying things that are going to put me in prison. It's exciting. People get erotically, the sex you get after this, man, there's nothing like it on the internet. So I said, okay, I'm going to get ripped. I'm going to get Diagolon ripped. Hey, you know, sometimes we create fake countries, emergency acts, governments fall down. People like, you think this is a joke? Listen to the music. Would this music be playing if this were a joke? Does it sound like a joke? Because it's not a joke. What do you guys want to do with Israel? Israel and Iran? Think about it.
I want to talk to some people from Iran, to tell you the truth.
All the power of life and death exists inside this pipe.
You know, I looked up Iran, and I just wanted to see, like, looking up average IQ rates and stuff like that, because somebody said, oh, yeah, fucking Iran's really high. And, like, they got an average 105. You know, they're not fucking desert people. They keep you away from Iran. Yeah, it looks a little different to us. Like, it's fucking, we're not used to their culture and what they do, but they're wide awake about what's happening in the world and the financing and the power, and they're the ones trying to fucking avoid it. So hats off to them in their own land, doing your own thing. Fucking hats off to yous.
Tehran's a very big modern city.
But they're so oppressed, Jeremy. And the Jews are so concerned about their oppression.
They don't seem very oppressed.
They have ICBMs. They have tranny kids too.
They're very smart, and I think their average IQ is 110, but as of the Persians, so like the majority of the country, and then along the borders of like Iraq, you've got Kurds, and down by Pakistan, you have like the Baluchistanis or something. So there's a few other ethnic groups. It's not all one Iranian, you know what I mean? But the Persians are the powerhouse there. Yeah, they got 110 IQ. They're very smart.
Yeah, and I've seen some.
Smart enough to shoot down the fucking stealth fighter jets.
I've seen some of their propaganda as well, and it's on point, to tell you the truth.
Trump literally said, "Like we're in New Brunswick, and I'm checking my phone every 2 hours. I'm just like sick. Like, oh my god, what's gonna happen now?" He's doing his big speech. His big speech, because I had to make fun of it because it was so stupid. Did you see that? I sent that to some people.
Oh, I saw you put a filter on or something like that, but I was driving. Yeah. Want to use that?
It was so dumb. His speech was basically pointless. But in it, he said that the Iranians have no air defenses. All of their radars have been destroyed. They have no more ability to shoot down our planes. We have total air dominance. The next day, they shoot down 7 fucking aircraft. And pilots are missing. Running around the fucking southwest Iran, being chased by thousands or maybe tens of thousands of angry Iranians who you just kind of, you know, blew up their fucking school full of children. Nobody remembers any of this.
Could you imagine that movie? Crash landing on the dumbest war ever, and you land in, and get out of your seat as a pilot in Iran with a pistol, and you just hear them. Just pickup truck full of dudes. They're coming in every direction, coming down the hills, coming up. You're just. Fucking Delta Force had to go get them. They lost like more helicopters. I allegedly, he was like, oh, they're lying. I'm like, this would be hard to lie about, man. You'd be having everyone in Delta. It wouldn't. Those guys.
Who's more likely to lie? Let's go right to the truth. Whose media are you watching?
Well, it's not the media. It's the military. I trust. Like it's the army saying no.
That's what I'm saying. They're not going to be reporting on anything. If you're an American listening to what Trump is saying and the media is saying, you have to know they're lying. You have Israeli media. Like
they've already basically everything bad that happens, they just don't report it. It doesn't happen. So the few good things that do happen, they do make sure they really report those. I believe them, but it's quite an operation they pulled up. So yeah, I don't know how big the area was, but there was like swarms of people trying to get at this guy, and they just ran around the clock, air support, helicopters, bombing missions, like B-2 bombers, fucking everything in the kitchen sink. To keep fucking people from getting into the area, just like bomb, just keeping them away, one plane after the other, all day, all night, for like 2 days, while Delta Force is down there trying to figure out where the fuck this guy is, and they're getting in gunfights with people. Like, oh, Delta Force, I kill those guys. Where is this fucking guy? But they've got like they know where he is because they all have these like GPS fucking things on them that are like super duper military satellites, so they knew exactly where he was as soon as he landed. And they're like they're like telling the go north, go this way, tell him to stop or move if he has to. So there's like people watching him like a video game. They actually did this in a Call of Duty game, I think. And you like the ISR like is like following him with the camera, and you have to like, you know, wait to go tell him to move to the next thing because the guys are looking.
They were showing that on Joe Rogan the other day with Buddy and his fucking helmet and how advanced that shit is.
Yeah, that's literally what they had to do. Like, can you fucking imagine that? The fucking heartbeat rate of that? I was like, that's a movie.
You know what I didn't realize is that's what Top Gun 2 is about. It was Iran that they were going, and that's why they had to go over the mountain range, get in as fast as they can, hit the bunker busters so they could shoot the thing to go down to break the bunkers, because that's who they're talking about.
They don't have Maverick.
But they don't. Tom Cruise is getting old now, and fucking...
They didn't have Maverick!
Goose's kid isn't fucking up to snuff, but that's what the movie was about. They were fighting Iran. It was a good flick. Like, I enjoyed it, you know, but that's what they're doing. They're trying to bring these fucking the mountain ranges, the bunker busters. It was Iran that they're talking about, because I was looking at Iran's fucking, they're talking about their underground bunkers and missiles in the mountains and how far they've dug.
They had Top Gun in it too. China was in it as well, but they were not called China. They called them something else, but it was clearly they were Chinese airship or aircraft. And
I wanted to show this too, the Iran propaganda. Like, it's impressive because it would get you as an American if you know the truth too.
It's awesome.
Iran just dropped a video entitled "One Vengeance for All." You got to take a look at this.
Ignore that guy.
The thing is, people have to look at it like from their perspective. That's what's really cool. This is all real. Every person from all these countries is seeing this like it's finally happening. Like, we're all going to get revenge now. You have any idea what you started. You don't. You have no idea what you've done, you fucking morons. One vengeance for all. For all is lost. So I said this in my stream, Iran, if you go back, it wasn't that long ago,
I made a point of this. It's like, here's what's going to fucking happen. I did it for 4 hours, and I fucking, was I wrong about anything? No. And one of them was that the Iranians are going to be positioned to be like, it's crusade time. They're the strongest, most devout, most hardline Muslim country, the Shiite Muslims. And they had the Ayatollah, who was like their pope, who was killed. And when the Ayatollah gets killed, Islam demands, not like if you feel like it, like now you must have defensive jihad to the death. The enemy must die.
And you watch
our existence.
Recently, the Canadian government is talking about, we let 1,000 IRGC fucking killers and army members in their own sleeper cells hide within here. Yeah, well then stop doing what you're doing, and they won't bother us. They'll probably go home.
I'd be very surprised if there was
any. Stop doing what we're doing. Stop supporting this fucking genocide that they just fucking wiped out this country at. Like,
I would call bullshit on that. I would be shocked if there are any Iranians in this country at all.
They have to say only ones like have. If they ever want to perpetrate a false flag to garner support, they have to put that out in the media. Say, there's a bunch of these people here. Then when they tarred farm and do a stupid fucking Canada pressure cooker bomber, they say, oh, look, and they draw parallels. Then they'll never tell the truth, but they'll blur the lines so that these are the parts of the stories you're hearing, and that's what they're programming.
While you're all emotionally fired up, we need to vote on sending troops to Iran.
Help Ezra fight Iran.ca.
From a lawn chair while he
signed the petition.
He's going to personally sign the draft order for all of your kids. Isn't that an honor? Ezra has volunteered to personally draft each one of your children. He's going to do that job himself. Isn't that nice? The service of the nation.
It's got a sting on Ezra's part, too, because he's obviously not a stupid man.
Yes, he is.
No, he's an evil man.
Nah, he's not very smart.
Like, he's smart enough to see that the tides are turning.
He's average at best. He's not smart.
You know what I mean? He's smart enough to see that.
I've looked him in the eye.
More and more people have figured out what's happening, Ezra. They're starting to understand the concept of what's been going on.
But he's not that smart. He's delusional.
This one really
pumped me up. They'll figure it out last. Today. Like him and the Ben Shapiro's, like, they'll be the last ones off the bus.
Well, they're still going to try to take every last drop they can of blood from the nation before they fucking spit on it and walk away.
Well, as long as the grift is grifting, there's no reason to stop grifting. Unless a real threat of some kind or the grift goes away. Those are the only reasons they'd stop and move and go elsewhere.
This one got me pumped up today. I fell asleep during when I was watching the Joe Rogan Theo podcast, but it was one that I wanted to see just because I saw this clip from Theo, and I'm like, Theo's just telling the truth and somebody put him to an edit, and it's fucking... it's good.
It's all the same shit has been happening forever. They haven't been helping anybody forever. They're letting fucking politicians slurp on kids. All of our fucking money goes to Israel and they're using it to fucking genocide people. It's like everybody is scared out of their wits right now. It's like our religious leaders are afraid to speak out. And it's like it's a time where it's like Satan is amongst us.
The smartest thing to do is pull it. I don't have it, stopped at the core. Give it to Rome, give it some
more. Give it to Rome, give it some more. Let me tell you, my pattern recognition over the last 5 years has become pretty sharp.
I gotta get you off those antidepressants, son. You're losing your fucking marbles.
That was a very insensitive thing to say, Joe Rogan. That was fear I heard in your voice, Joe Rogan. Was that wrong?
That was a fucking great edit, whoever fucking threw that one together. Like, despite who those people are, great edit.
Yeah.
Watching Erica Kirk dance.
I really like Theo Vaughn needs better friends.
He does. He needs to go back to working out. He needs to go back to working out with David Duke.
I'm not insulting him. He's a very sensitive guy because I think he's a very honest guy. He just doesn't know how to. He's just a curious, honest, you know, sensitive.
He's being genuine.
Person. Yeah.
And he doesn't know how to be anything else but genuine. And other people navigate that differently. Because they're not being genuine. And Theo actually is.
I mean, sensitive in the way that he, like, he can, like, well, yeah, the meaning of sensitive. If you have a sensitive hearing, or really sensitive hearing, really, you know what I mean? It's like he can kind of interpret energies and emotions and feelings and that kind of thing, probably at a, you know, more intense and faster, you know, processing speed than most people. So that's why he's like, I think I have a similar problem. So I think that's why he's like that.
Oh,
he seems like a very honest guy. Like, he's just trapped around people that all are like, especially Rogan. Jamie, you might want to, you know, what? Are you my friend?
CRJ says, is it U.S. policy to bomb their own downed pilots and hardware to prevent capture? Beautiful big bombs.
They do. They blow up the stuff that crashes and shit. Yeah.
The technology. Everything.
Yeah, tanks, anything. It'll leave nothing. It'll leave nothing behind.
Like the Predator?
Yeah. If it self-destructs or people will blow it up. Sometimes we'll send guys in to do it. Like, get rid of this helicopter. And like, okay. And they fucking land. And
I remember that from Black Hawk Down. They had to fucking, they threw their grenades in to destroy everything. And
yeah.
Really? Are you really worried about it wouldn't be the Somalians you're worried about stealing that technology. Let's be real.
Exactly. Because who are the Somalians going to sell it to?
Right?
The Russians and the Chinese are going to pay the most money for that, probably, right? And then they're going to go, oh, so this helicopter come apart real easy.
We go on this frequency. Yeah, we got to we can follow the whole conversation.
Oh, such a raw chlorine thermo glue paste. Extra carbon and nickel extraction will make your plane fall apart. Sabotage!
It's crazy the level of detail to things that the secrets have to be protected. Like that kind of shit. Like, oh, the fucking thermal paste they used to glue these processors in here has this vulnerability that this weird Chinese scientist just remembered a while ago. So we're going to go find where they make these and just slightly adjust the change and where that paste is made. And,
Look, they're buying our paste to use in their helicopter. Well, then.
Israel did it to people with all those pagers and shit. Like, if people do this, like, you can't give them anything.
I was embarrassed of how proud they were of that. Like, that's why are you so proud of that? Like, so honestly,
that's a mass murderer. That's a mass murderer boasting.
Exactly, and I can see that with any one of these. Any one of these, they could have manufactured any one of these. What if Japan was fucking manufacturing these with just a tiny little bit of C4? Holy fuck! It's a C4 in his phone. Oh, no, it wouldn't be that. That'd be, we put a C4 in a phone. And then they track your shit anyway, so they know all they got to do is call you and set it off.
A samurai must not die by a phone. This is great.
Dishonorable death.
Did they say Japan or did they say Japan? I don't know what they say.
Not sure.
It's cool either way.
Yeah.
I guess because I'm a Nazi, but like I was talking with Morgan this the other day. It was like if everything just went to hell, like it's like you can't go. You have to go to another country that's not European. But there's no choice. I was like, I guess it's Japan. I mean, it wouldn't be awesome. I wouldn't be pumped, but I'd be like, I could probably just exist there and just make the best of it.
You know what's weird?
I've
got such an interest right now in Iran that I'd never really want to go to a Muslim country, but I fucking want to see.
I thought about going to Iran like last year. I was like,
you were in that position where you were. Oh, I thought you meant when you were overseas, fucking in the sandbox. Like, you
could. No, I thought about like traveling there just to see if I could get in there and what would that be like. And then I was like, maybe, man, if it gets that bad, maybe that'd be a place to hide. You know what I mean? Probably not now. Probably not now.
You gonna join the crusades? Like fucking.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be wild? I disappeared streaming a year ago, and then that fucking video you just played comes up, and then all of a sudden I'm like riding on the top of a fucking old Soviet tank.
I've got my Hamas headband still.
Like, wait a minute. I'd have the whole beard and everything back. You'd be like, wait a minute. I know that ginger beard. That's a white guy.
You start our own company over there. We'll make ice cream for them. We'll call it Fairy and Jerry's ice cream.
And the beard stops here. So where this portion of the mustache is just nothing. It's the inverse Islamic Führer.
I could do. I let the beard grow out for a while there. Like, I was down to here. I might have to bring that back.
But they were, I mean, it's a Muslim country. They're a strict, like, you know, it's a theocracy and shit, but it's not like, I would be fine there, I'm sure. If I went there, I would know how to behave and not get in any trouble. You know, it wouldn't be hard. But, you know.
I don't know. Like, there's obviously more.
They have the internet. They have cities. They have shops and malls. Like, it's not a shithole and like, ugh. Like, that's not what it is. It's a,
I would like to, I always say I don't care to go back to America because I've been to a lot of it. I've been all over America, everywhere. But now, the people that we know now and the connections we know, I would see a different side of America that I would really be interested in seeing, and the Confederate history and like, yeah, that's a side I'm jealous of what the guys got to go through down there, man. That would have been some cultured fucking shit to see.
Yeah, that would've been fun. I've got lots of history with the Americans, though. I mean, not these particular ones, but like, I've done that so many times that it's like, it is cool, but I'd like, there's other things I'd rather do. Because, you know, how many more traveling do you have left, you know? It is very cool, though, to see a different place that's just like the rule. All the rules are different here. All of the rules are different here. All of them. And it's just, thank fuck I can go home after this. You know what I mean? You don't... Nothing made me appreciate my own home more than Afghanistan did. Because I was like, this is where they live. This is where they're going to live forever. Holy shit. This place sucks. It was the poorest country in the world at the time. And then you come home and they're like, hey, what if we made it like that here?
What?
Oh, good idea. Because it was so terrible before. Canada in 2005 was like, pfft, horrible. Not like now. It's so much better now, Darren.
Yeah, it's been looking good.
Can you hear the lambs screaming, Derek?
Yeah. Tomahawk Tua says, Jeremy gave a shout out. Give a shout out to Tom McHugh. Dude, that's a great stream. But criminally few subscribers. Saturday night, Bigotsville. Check it out. We know Tom. I've been on Saturday nights.
Yeah, games. I was over there the other day giving them shit. I was like, "What's going on in here?" I was like, "Yeah." He was talking to Flood, I think.
I don't know where Tom advertises his stream beforehand. I don't know where he puts out his links. I think he just streams, or he doesn't put out a thing. Maybe I'm just not aware of it.
Do I need to do a seminar? That might have to be done.
Well, no, it's a tip that everybody here that's trying to be a creator, you just don't fire it up and expect people to just show up because they always end up coming in a half hour late.
You have to understand the internet, okay? When people are on the internet, they're on the internet. They could be on for a few seconds, but most likely they're going to be on for a long time. And in that long time, they don't stay on one thing for very long at all. So if there's a thing you want them to try to remember to come to, and amongst the endless notifications and endless new things to see constantly all the time, you run out of time. You don't know what fucking day it is. Where are you? Do you know where your kids are? We don't know. We're still scrolling. That's why you put out a post before the post, like a speed bump. A few hours. A couple hours. Not the morning, because it's like a lot can happen in a day. It's like, when are you doing it? You're putting it out at 8? Put one up at 6:30. Because then they'll go, oh, that's coming. Like, they'll remember if it's in an hour, most of them.
Yeah.
Some of them will remember in an hour. But it can't be 10 minutes before, because it's, I mean, that helps. But you'll also find out, for years, it's funny that people still say this. It's like, oh, in a streaming? I didn't know. My notifications must have been turned off. Like, yeah, we know. It's been like this for 10 years. Just expect that. That's just going to happen. That's not unusual. Those are things I should write a handbook of like, so you've decided to be a right-wing shithead on the internet. Here's what you can expect to have happen to you. Here's what happens. Here's what you do.
Here's a blueprint.
I should sell that. I'd probably make money. No, I wouldn't make money.
Well, I do have I want to say to the Patriot Front guys that are watching, I have a book that we're sending down. It's my book. that we wrote. That gives you the history of kind of what we did. I summarized it as best I could.
It's fucking boys. It's fucking. So, if you thought the Trailer Park Boys was like, oh, that's fucking canon, pretty fucked, isn't it? Fuck yeah, that was
we were
fake.
We were trying to close that chapter and move on to something more professional, but it's like.
This is almost that. It's almost that retarded, but real life. So way more retarded. That it's almost as retarded as a retarded fake show, but it was real. I mean, that means it's 10 times more, infinitely more retarded than the fake show, because that's fake retardation. This is real. Really high-level retardation at the federal level, at the international level. Your government was briefed about national security because of this figurine I'm holding in my hand right now. That's not a joke.
Dude, that's how fucking demented these people every became. Every one of us has a public-facing everything. You know what I mean? Like, there's a Facebook you can go through. I have social media history. We've been on the internet for, what is it, 2026? Roughly 2018, I started. It's 8 years. It's almost coming up there. Like, it's going to be a decade.
We've become
if you're a Canadian of- politics, you know who we are. And just that fucking, they're feds. Suddenly 10 years in the game, they're feds. Just feds.
I gotta rig something up here if I'm fast.
So enough. Dismissive that it's fucking sad to see who it works on. But it's kind of relieving at the same time. It's like, oh, I see who believes we're feds.
Oh, I have to download it.
It's the people who aren't Canadian. Mario.
Yes. Kat, yes.
Ezra.
That's true. You're like 80% of the
Canadian.
80% like, of the time that turns out to be true. It's like, look, guys, everybody just take your own side and it's gonna be okay.
A couple of refugees.
It's inevitable. It's nature.
You don't have a choice.
You don't have a choice in a lot of ways. You're just gonna be pulled like gravity, because that's your instinct, and you're like, this is where I have to be. Like, there's nothing.
It's funny to say. When you're watching what's happening from where we're sat, it's like, oh, I see. The Jew said we're fed. And now the guy from Argentina, or where's he from, Venezuela, or wherever the fuck Mario's from, and Kat's from Russia. So the Russian and the Venezuelan are saying that the Canadians are feds. It's fucked to watch.
Like, wait, what? Who said this?
Kat Canada is Russian. Mario is
Israeli.
That's what I'm saying. The Israeli said that you're a fed, and then you have the Venezuelan chick and the Russian chick now with their huge following. Yep, well, they're feds, guys. Listen to us about Canada. Don't listen to the Canadian guys.
I tweeted something. I was like, is anyone else sick of this? You're not Canadian. Stop pretending you're Canadian. Stop talking like, hey, guys. Like, who? Shut up, bitch. We're not guys, all right? Did you go to fucking Pictou Academy? No. Did you grow up in Red Deer? No. Who the fuck are you talking to? We are not your friends. We don't fucking know you, bitch. You just got here. We've been here this whole time. We watched you show up and we went, gee, who are you? And started telling us what to do. So stop. Stop that forever. You fucking suck. We're talking. Go away, please. Fuck.
Will that work? Can we?
That should work. I just want to show people my high school.
That should work.
My high school mascot was like, we were called the Rebels. And nobody really thought anything of it, but we flew, like, we had the Confederate flag.
Yeah.
As our, here, I'll show you. Georgetown Rebels, here's the old pictures. Like, our Confederate flag was our fucking high school flag. We just rolled around, not real. I don't know. Some of us knew what it was, some of us didn't. And it was funny. This mystery meat spick hybrid here came on and sort of said, "Did you know in Canada that this would happen?" And you'd go interview people, and they're like, "What? Oh, I can't believe that would happen. It just surprised me." It's like, that was my high school. Yeah, my high school flag was the Confederate flag. It was stolen, obviously. We didn't earn it, but that's just what it was. Captain Rebel was our mascot, and he wore it as a fucking cape.
We just thought it looked cool. Frig off. Wrong with you.
Yeah, nobody said anything.
just fuck, that was the flag. Then all of a sudden it becomes racist after I got older.
I'm going to fix everything on the fly.
But, I guess yeah, helps. Mario, you didn't go to Georgetown High School, did you?
No.
Well, you would have stood out. Same with a Russian chick.
Yeah.
We didn't have any Jews.
That's a great school. I mean, because, like, they are that age, right? And they're like, oh, no, we've been here just as long as you. I was like, no, because if you grew up where I grew up, every one of us would have been like, oh, yeah, you're that weird person from another
country.
We know
you. Yeah, we have our school photos with you.
The foreigner.
So nobody's ever seen you before. Kid. You showed up.
Yeah. The one foreign kid.
Tell us what to do.
And now here you are. That's weird. Maybe I'll move back to your country and find your parents and make them do shit for me.
It's wild. And who else is doing it? And then there's
sexual things. I'll make your parents do them.
And then because
what you're from is poor, and I have money, and they'll do anything. You don't take care of them. You just grift, don't you? You're a communist.
Yeah. And I got to bring it up, too. There's also the fucking – I don't want to get you into it, but watching the big times, he's the dumbest cunt I've ever seen and the biggest grifter. Just watching. I've stayed out of it just for the fucking – dude, I'm not – I don't want to be pulled into that level. I got bigger things to fucking do than to fucking –
It's
try to have a moral argument with someone clearly no morality and doesn't know his own ideology.
No. You're thinking about it all wrong.
You'll switch on a dime.
Remember like, Zog?
Yeah.
You're watching. That's what you're watching. Just watch the show.
It's gonna go south fast.
Well, I mean, we're here. We've learned to just stay out of the blast zone.
Like, yeah, just all right, bud. We'll just see what happens.
Make sure there's enough standoff. Oh, that's gonna crash way over there. We're safe. We're safe from here. We can just watch from here.
Yeah.
Doesn't
know his own ideology. 51st Stater, Maple MAGA. Now he's walking around with fucking Jewish Joe. Like, just want to be a Jewish Joe. The
who are you talking about now?
Canada for Lord Big Time. He's changing his ideology all the time. Fucking 51st Stater, fucking Maple it's MAGA. And then he's hanging out with Jewish Joe. Fucking downtown Canada first, guys. Yeah.
It's almost like. Why can't I choose this file? Drag and drop.
You know what? I got to grab myself another beer. How long are we going here? We're almost. Yeah, I'll get one more. And
fucking forever, buddy.
Yeah, let these people have the room back for sure. I feel like I'm.
people.
Streaming across the country.
Don't they know you're the fucking. Deputy Vice Fuhrer or something?
Everybody it's that's been putting me up. Dude, I've had such gracious people in an area I wish I spent more time with before. You know what I mean? I just didn't have the time. There's always another reason. And I even found myself in a situation where I was like, no, I don't want to fucking see more. I've met so many people, whatever else. And I'm depriving myself of that because I've met some fucking – stayed with some great people over the past couple of weeks down here. So, yeah, I don't mean these people. But yeah, I do. These people. Thank these people. I'm going to grab a beer.
Just going to fuck. Jesus Christ.
What, are you going to say something when I'm gone?
I'm trying to fucking fist bump you, and you're just leaving me here like an asshole.
Dude, you're on the other side of the screen from what I see.
I'm right just there. Oh, my God.
You're on the other seat. Do it again. No, I see. That's not what I'm seeing.
What? You just make it work for the output. Why does your hand look so much bigger than mine? I got to get it closer to this. This is the size of my hand. Look to Derek's hand. That's real. That's real.
Nobody's ever really seen that. The Jolly Roger with the maple leaf in it. Because Canada's been hijacked. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, your instinct was telling you something.
Prepare for the future. All
right, I got to grab me a beer.
Bloody. Well, now I'm in transfer mode. Show me the song that I want. Show it to me. There we go. Now I want to put it in here.
Oh. Yeah. Just watch that. We got to host some fights. The next barbecue we have, we got to just have some. We have that ring, too.
It's funny that we've just casually become these like Fight Club people. It's just something we all do now.
Well,
who's punching anybody today?
You're like, telling that me was, that
if you seen it 3 years ago, everyone would have thought we would. No, that's not going to happen, is it?
I'm sure that Diagonal would love to come and watch some Second Sons fight each other.
That's what I'm saying. You have to like, you have to be careful to protect people's identities. It would have to be one of those things where it's like,
put them down. You see him with the phone. It's a faux pas, dude. It's a faux pas.
Don't identify yourself. Don't say anything. Just fucking. Yeah, they're there somewhere. Some of them are. Yeah. It might be surprising because some of them be like, maybe that's one. Because there's those guys around that like, you think that guy? No. They're like, oh, that guy, definitely not that guy. Yeah. So it might work. It'll be a test run. Be like, nobody fucking.
That's
how it's got to be. You can't tell anyone. We're like, we got to be like the Irish. Stays in the family.
No, we got to have a few fights.
You're not part of that thing, are you? No, Ma, no, I would never do that.
Wonder if I could do that. No, you know I'll just go. I'll start calling my when I'm on the road. I'll just call it In the Ring with Rance, and I just ref fights of guys. We'll blur their faces out. All right, guys, I'll ref. Just watching the guys fight.
My computer is so not being nice to me. It's like it knows. This isn't a hard thing to do. I just want to put this on the desktop, and you just won't do it. Here we go.
Tomahawk, you see, you're never not amazed at how ignorant Europeans are about North American history. I'm not surprised anymore. I actually like getting people reinvigorated into it. You know what I mean? Like, once you start going down this road, there's no stopping, and then you got to figure out exactly who your identity is so you can stand on it. And it's a nice journey to watch people go down because it's happening to everybody every day. You already know who you are. You just need to be reminded.
It worked.
That was the wrong one.
I'm a fucking computer genius.
But, yeah. A lot of these guys just need a reminder and almost yeah, it's okay. Yeah, it's all right to be who you are. Gotta get some fights going, though. Dude, that American Muscle trailer is just, I can't wait to watch.
I wish I didn't know what happened, almost. Like who won what?
Right? Wouldn't that be something? Just so yeah, like,
Man, I'll do commentary over it. And then the guy said, you should do like the 1930s guy. I'd be like, I would. If they want me to do that, that would be funny.
Yeah, dude, that
was down in the heat of South Carolina later tonight.
They make it look so good. It's so Southern. It's so, yeah. Dude, just steeped in everything they are. You know, like, I just loved it. I was so, yeah. Just to see our shirt.
Yeah, it was cool.
You know, and it, oh, yeah. Everybody I've shown that thing to just goes, oh, yeah. What song is that? I gotta fucking get that song, too. Fucking hard cunts right there, dude. Yeah, they make themselves look incredible. So it gets us pumped up to do the same sort of quality, you know?
God damn this thing. I'm trying to fix something, and it's really bugging me. I'm going to even forget the whole joke was in the first place now. It's taking so long, but if I get this fixed, tomorrow's going to be a disaster. Because nothing works now. Isn't that great?
You'll get it. You'll get it figured out. We'll do a midday stream. I'm going to be doing – I got to have to set up on the go here because I have my Jackery and my Starlink as well. So wherever I land, I could do a stream.
You'll be a gypsy stream.
A gypsy streamer.
You'll never get me a gypsy.
There you go. That was one of the hardest headlines Ferry ever got, if you remember that. Holocaust deniers going across the country. That was a hard fucking headline. Remember that one?
Yeah. Yeah, he didn't like
that. Oh, dude, and just his face, boom, right there. And then same thing happened when the Pierre's wife joke went off. It wasn't his face that was up there because you were off screen like you were just doing the audio. So is his face sitting there on the
screen? What he wanted.
It was funny. Like every time there's a campfire fucking there, he gets fucking.
You this is what you wanted. No campfires, Derek. Yeah, everything bad happens around a campfire.
Oh, we'll be doing some campfire streams this summer for sure.
Jesus Christ.
Do a bit of a gypsy summer.
That's where the real energy is going to come out of the campfire. Yeah, I don't know if Harry's coming back. It's midnight.
No, he said his internet was fucked. He sent me a message there.
That's a lie. That's not even true.
I think that's a shitty lie, and I'm insulted.
You know what he's doing. We both know what he's doing.
Yeah. It's all right. He's not going to be there much longer. Let him get it out of his system.
Well, you know, he left the first time because he had to get his phone. And then he came back and then tried to think of a way that he could leave for a much longer time to go deal with whatever was on his phone.
Yep.
That could be.
You should be writing your speech, Ferryman. Yeah, I should have found that. That's what I was looking for before. I shared his.
What? What did you share, Derek?
Well, two things.
No.
Let's get to it, though. This is not what I was looking for, but it's worthwhile showing because it's so funny.
Don't do it. He's going to do it?
So this was my free community meal. I didn't even realize it was April Fool's when I made this, but it's pretty funny. Like free food for transgender people at Gurdwaras. Because they're always talking about how it's open to everybody, right? There's always free food. You can always walk into one of their little communes there and get free food. And so I figured the trannies should meet this Friday at 12 p.m. and go get some free food and see how they're treated when they go. I want to put these posters up. And you can't really get sued. It's not turning anybody against each other because you'd have to be... You said all people are welcome, so trans people are people too, right? I'm trying to find his fucking. There it is.
Terrible things have to happen!
That's what I wanted to show, was the April event. Dr. Ricardo Duchesne.
What did us?
Ferryman Stoll and Cat Girl Kulak. I don't know who that is.
I just wanted to make YouTube videos.
You done? yeah. I was actually interested in going this, not to hear Ferry speak, because I hear him speak all the time.
Mm.
I wanted to hear Ricardo Duchesne actually speak.
Should you go with like a Ricardo Duchesne shirt on?
I'd like to go. But we'll see. It's being released the day of.
What is the whole talk? Whole thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see.
We're playing a game. Catch me if you can.
We'll see.
It should be fun, though. And then after that, I'll be doing some work around here for a bit in the area. I got a couple of roofs to do because I'm big time. Fucking.
Oh, you robot are big time.
Well, it's not hard to do a roof, right? Like, it's fucking. It's like.
Big time!
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm just going to do a buddy's roof because why would you hire somebody to do that? It's easy.
It just sucks. It's just a shitty job. Most people don't want to do it.
Yeah. Well,
so the few people who do it are like, well, I'll do it, and then I'll just fucking run the market because I'll just work when I feel like it and charge things people can't afford because nobody else is going to do it but me. It's kind of a fucking...
I'd probably go back to Concord for a little bit just to say hi to the people in town there because it's funny how many people, and my friends are telling me about it, just about how the mayor got told off. Because you don't hear all the stories. You don't hear about them till after.
Yeah.
And, like, that's all they were talking about the next day. It's like, what the fuck? I didn't listen to this guy, and then he showed up with 20 guys. Just where did they come from?
You have to look, like, you have to go back and look at all the stories and all the things we've done, like, in order, in sequence, and then picture it to, like, a montage. And, like, I like where this is going. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Things are happening. It's fun.
It's going to be an exciting year.
It's going to be crazy. It's already crazy.
Well, everybody looks more towards the thaw out. And
I'm waiting for the fucking Tuesday morning when stock market opened to fucking, it's going to be bad.
Yeah, you never know where I'm gonna land when everything falls apart. I could be out west. I might only make it fucking Thunder Bay and get fucking taken over by the Jeets.
I'm trying to get it to play this fucking song and it won't. Hate this machine.
Well, everybody, I think we might be calling her a night.
I was just getting going
for 2.5 hours, and
save it up for tomorrow.
I still got lots of driving and things to do. Not tonight, officers that are watching. I'm not driving tonight. Relax.
Aww. We have tomorrow off.
They got to be excited to get me back streaming again. Like, I did take, what, 2 or 3 weeks off where I did stream?
So they've already, they're using AI. Like,
what are they going to do? They're sitting, you know, they watch. They're
lazier than ever now. So what they're doing is they're using AI to grab the scripts of all the videos and then just summarize and search for keywords. So, well,
I know Allison is still watching.
Did she look like a woman that took her life seriously?
Yeah. Yeah. So think about you.
You're
Allison.
You know what I'm saying? So, this isn't going to go badly. They're going to lean on AI like the lazy dumb people all do. And there's so many ways to fuck with that that they wouldn't. They open themselves up to just obvious ways to fuck them. And they're oblivious to it. And I'm not going to. Why it helped them, you know, but I just every time I feel like they can't be this dumb. And then whack, yeah, they were. That's amazing. And then a second time, and then a third time, and then you become convinced, like, oh no, these are not. People are like, oh, you gotta be careful, they're out there. I'm like, yeah, they're out there, but I've seen them. It's, you know, relax. You can relax.
Ed Jam says roofing is easy now, to fuck up. Everything's easy
CIA.
To fuck up.
The CIA is a different story. I do not want anything. No. Stay away. They're frightened.
Yeah. So, Ed Jam was saying roofing is easy to fuck up. Everything is easy to fuck up.
Yeah.
If you're a fuck up.
Yeah.
Especially. CRJ says Phil Brown misses you too. He chimping out. You can smell his gargled hamburger water and spent cigarette breath a mile away. Ah, poor guy.
The enormity of their flat brain.
That poor guy. That's sad.
The intensity of stupidity that is looking back at you is just amazing. The intensity.
Oh, well, things are keep going to get better for us moving forward. I'm looking forward to some of the things we have planned as well. I wish we could say more about the fights, but yeah. I hope everybody understands why we had to stay quiet about it. We couldn't pump it up and everything. Like, we wanted our guys to be safe going across the border and like, coming back. But yeah, thanks everybody for showing up tonight. And thanks for all the donations and love and support.
The weirdest timeline of all.
It's exciting. I know it's stressful and it's fucking anxiety ridden and you don't know where it's going to go, but it's also because we knew it was coming and we've done the best we could prepare. And it's, I don't know. You're not supposed to be able to predict it. I think we forced this timeline.
We're in way better shape than most people.
We forced this timeline.
Most people are out there walking around either oblivious that anything's wrong at all or like, oh, fuck, I think, but they're hiding under coats. They're just going to movies and drinking. They know it's fucked, but they don't know what else to do. So they're straight up just distracting themselves. We're the only ones that are like online right now. So
I'm just going to start walking into places and fucking look around. It's the Jews. And just see who looks back and I'll go sit with them. Like what? Otherwise, you never know. Like somebody's going to be like this somewhere. Everywhere you go, you can just yell it. Or is anybody tired of the fucking Packies? And
I think what's going to happen,
people
or what
turn
could
around
happen,
look like,
this certainly could happen, is either like they're going to get desperate. If they're not already desperate, this is getting bad, and they're going to use nuclear weapons, or do something dirty and like blow up an American city and try to blame Iran. And probably kill Trump in the process. And he's in like Pittsburgh and he's like, oh no, boom, Iranian dirty bomb, the sleeper cells, right? And Israel will be like, well, now we have to fucking. But in either way, everyone's going to be like, fuck you. No one's going to buy it. They'll be like, no. Well, but did you see that? All of Pittsburgh's destroyed. Be like, yeah, we know. It was you. We were all watching you. Ian Carroll was watching you. Tucker Carlson was watching you. Candace Owens was watching you. And I'm just naming, just because they were mentioned earlier. There are so many fucking people watching everything that's going on. It's inescapable.
Yeah. It's exciting. It's exciting to see where things are going.
Where do you think this ends here? Like, you're running out of runway.
It's nice seeing a lot of people wake up, though. And fast, like, being out there and hearing their kids making jokes that I didn't think of. You know what I mean? Like it's beautiful.
It's anyway. And it's not even like, a lot of people even really get it that well, but they're all kind of stampeding in the general direction. You know what I mean? Which is that's good enough. If they're going to come across some shit, they're not going to want to see if they keep running that way. If they keep stampeding in that direction, woo, that's where all the good stuff is.
Anyways, guys, we're going to cut it off. Thanks for joining us. I didn't throw up entropy tonight because I couldn't get on the website. It didn't start. And
I think they got shut down.
I think they're fucked up now. So
I think they got shut down.
I think they're put out. They might have been. Likely.
I thought I read that. CBC wrote an article about them, and then they ceased to exist.
Yeah, that was the last. So it kind of makes sense. And Ed Jamnasek, big guy, says most normies, it's easier to believe a convenient lie than an uncomfortable truth.
Yeah.
And with that,
and they'll do it to their death. You'd think people wouldn't do that for their own survival, but they will.
We'll start seeing it being threatened. It's coming.
We're already seeing it. People would have rather died with the vaccine and all that shit than admit they were wrong. They're still doing it.
Yeah. Good night, all. Have a good night. Thanks for joining us.